Blog Talk Radio.
Before, if you want to find a lot of demons, go to church. There you can be sure you'll find a bunch. They're roosting all over God's people. They're binding them down. They're choking them off. And somebody has to care because people are bound. And if it isn't the chosen of God, I don't know who's going to care. If it isn't those whom God has called out, if they don't care enough to lay their lives on the line, I don't know who's going to do it. As a sad scripture says, I looked for a man and I found none. God looked for a man. He couldn't find anybody. Everybody was doing their own thing.
Well, Dr. Pat Holliday and I are not doing our own thing tonight, and we hope that you are not either. We're ready to stand in the gap. Let's get Dr. Pat on the line. Hey, Dr. Pat, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm praising the Lord. I'm ready to see some demons come out of people tonight in Jesus' name. It's always a good day when the captives get set free.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen. Well, you know, God is good. Well, let's pray for the children and the parents of the world and of the church. Because the major attack has been through children, and the parents are spiritually blinded, and the pastors are spiritually blinded, and they really don't understand what is going on in the church, within their families, or with their children. And so what has happened is the devil has just come in and stolen the children right out of the arms of the parents. And the parents have willingly given their children over to Satan on a silver platter by supporting these witchcraft books called Harry Potter, Chronicles of Narnia, and the cartoons on Saturday morning shows. And they don't realize that what comes into a person's mind opens their mind up so that demons can enter in and take over a person. And they think it's just fun and fantasy. The church was able to teach parents that, I mean, people that say psychics were bad, and Ouija boards were bad and things like this, but they haven't ever got the fact that movies are supernatural instruments that Satan has been using for some time now to get into the minds of the children and take them over demonically. And so let's pray first. Father, we just lift up the children and the parents that are listening tonight. And we thank you, Father, that you will give each one insight on what's going on in their families. We take authority over spiritual blindness, deafness,
yes,
and ignorance. And we pray for the pastors of the United States and the world and ask for your conviction to fall on them. And the spirit of darkness, the mountains of darkness that have built up in the Christian church, Lord, we tear down those strongholds in Jesus' name. You said, Lord, that the gates of hell would not prevail against your church. But everywhere we turn, we see Satan prevailing. And it's because of the willingness of man and the fact that they open up these doors. Lord, we ask that you turn it around, that you begin to enlighten people and show them the truth, that you will develop more ministers, that they will go forth in the world and tear down the powers of darkness. We'll give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name.
Dr. Pat, yes. I wanted to ask you, had you heard about the piece of news the other night, Thanksgiving Day? Very famous,
yes,
actor.
Mm-hmm.
Took a Japanese samurai sword and hacked his mother up.
Yes, and see, all that demonic stuff is real in terms of spirits. But because they have walked in blindness so many years, they think that it's not going to touch them. It will touch them. It will touch their families for 3 to 4 generations forward. And I tell you, it's dangerous. But what is so awful is that the pastors are so blinded, which we'll get into that in a little bit, concerning spiritual, supernatural things. The church in America for many years have become what I call demythologized. In other words, everything is what you can see, hear, and feel and touch. It's not spiritual. Like, you know, the things in the Bible concerning Jesus and his birth and his life and his death and his resurrection and his ascension into heaven and his sitting at the right hand of God the Father is supernatural and spiritual. And so the problem is that when you read the Bible and you look at it materialistically instead of supernaturally, it says entirely different messages. And so they don't see these things as touching them. I'm going to tell you a story. There was a young girl that came into my ministry, and I had written the articles on Chronicles of Narnia. And, of course, I immediately saw the powers of witchcraft in the movie trails of that. So I noticed that all of your major television outlets that were supposedly Christians had bought into that. 700 Club had bought the toys and were selling them as fundraising projects for 700 Club. Most of your major ministries bought into it because they sold them in all of the Christian bookstores all over the country.
Yes.
And they were saying, well, you know, C.S. Lewis is a Christian. So I went investigating that stuff, and to be very honest with you, C.S. Lewis never became a Christian. C.S. Lewis, as a matter of fact, was a person that he was he made lip service as to becoming a Catholic. And to be honest with you, when I read his book called The Joy, in that book his testimony of born again was he left his house, he rode by the cemetery, and by the time he got to the church, he believed in Jesus. Well, you see, that's not becoming a born-again person, because born-again requires repentance, and there's no record of him ever repenting. But there are records of him and Tolkien sitting on bar stools, getting drunk, and writing these witchcraft fantasy stories for children. When I read the Chronicles of Narnia, the very first one shows you how they went into the entrance of the supernatural was through the wardrobe. They opened the door of the wardrobe, and the children walked through that door, and then they were on the other side. Now, when you read Harry Potter books, they go into the supernatural exactly the same way. They go through a portal or an open door, and it's a supernatural open door that they're talking about. And in Harry Potter, the very first time you see Harry going through that portal, he's in the train station in London, and he all of a sudden this portal opens, and he goes running through the portal, and he's in the supernatural in a new place. And so both writers show the entrance exactly the same way. Now, Rollins claims to be a Christian, and if you believe that, I'll buy you the Brooklyn Bridge, okay? But the truth is that these fantasies, paranormal, magical movies, have taken the minds of our children. And it's unfortunate that our families are so blinded, because they've just literally taken their children and given their children to the devil. So getting back to the little girl, I was preaching one night, and she came and was sitting on the front row with her auntie. And I was talking about Harry Potter. The little girl came up. She was about maybe 10, 12 years old at the time. And she said, "I have to get rid of my dragons." She came up to the altar. And so I led her to Jesus. And I said, "Why do you have to get rid of your dragons?" And she said, "Well, I have to get rid of my dragons because, you know, they're of the devil." So she got the message, and she was going to go home and get rid of her dragons.
Wow.
So I laid hands on her, and when I laid my hands to pray for her, her little eyes started spinning around. It was very strange. And she got delivered. So then she goes home, and she tells her mom. She says, "Mom, I got to get rid of my dragons." And the mother said, "Why?" She said, "Well, because they're of the devil." And the mother said, "Who told you that?" And she said, "I heard it at church tonight." She said, "Well, you don't have to get rid of your dragons. There's nothing wrong with your dragons." And then she called Auntie, and she said, "I forbid you to ever take my daughter to that church again." And so the end result of all of that, the mother goes out and buys her the disc, the DVD on Harry Potter and the Chronicles, and let her watch them. The end result of this action was the daughter was eventually taken away from the mother. The mother became a drug addict. And the last I heard, the mother was out on the streets.
God have mercy.
And so you see, the thing about it is people don't understand that when you give yourself over to satanic things, the devil keeps leading you into darker, 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 deeper, deeper places. And that's the way the Harry Potter books have been. The first one was written for children that were about 8 years old to 12. And it was about Harry going to witchcraft school. And
right.
They taught these children witchcraft 101 in that school. And then progressively, as each book has come out, it has pulled the kids deeper and deeper and deeper into witchcraft. And so now Harry is a teenage boy, and they've brought into those movies homosexuality, sexual things, grave darkness. It's into black witchcraft now. And, you know, it started with what we would call white witchcraft, which the devil is in charge of white witchcraft as well as dark witchcraft, black witchcraft. And so what she has done is she has led the children of this generation into this study of witchcraft, school of witchcraft. Now, what happens is the children are learning the powers of darkness. The parents are usually doing their thing, playing golf and tennis and whatever else they do. And meantime, in their house, they have a wizard living there. And the wizard is taking control of the household. People don't understand that witchcraft is control of the mind.
Yes.
And so the control of the mind is that that what happens is they control the person through the powers of darkness. They do it with ritualisms, which Harry Potter teaches them all of the witchcraft ritualisms. They also do it with potions, and Harry Potter's books teaches them about how to mix up potions. And the kids are doing these things, and they're working these powers on their parents, on their school teachers, on their friends. And the parents are just absolutely oblivious. They do recognize the facts that something has happened to their child. They can't put their finger on it, but the child no longer wants to go to church. The child no longer is a good child. It's rebellious and stubborn, and it doesn't want to do the things that the parents used to tell them to do, and the child would just do it. And so the parents will say things like, "I've raised my child right. I don't know what's wrong with him." And they will, because many of them live in nice homes and they have two cars in every garage and they're eating meals every day, they're buying their kids anything they want, they can't understand what's wrong with their kids. Well, Harry Potter and Chronicles and all of the witchcraft television shows, that's what's wrong with your kids.
That's right.
I tell you, parents, you need to wake up, but your kids are not going to get out of this without deliverance. And there's not very many deliverance ministers in the world. There's information on it. You can go up on my website, for instance, and see on patholiday.com and miracleinternetchurch.com, you will find books on children of the new age, and you will find information on my articles about Harry Potter and Chronicles of Narnia and things like that. And you will also find books on deliverance. But most parents don't believe in deliverance because their pastors don't believe in it. And their pastors will rise up against somebody that is willing to do the full gospel and emulate the ministry of Jesus of casting out devils. And we are the bad ones in the church. We are the ones that are thrown out of the church and neglected. And the truth of it is, the power of the gospel is in casting out devils and healing the sick and preaching the word of God and doing the same ministry that Jesus did.
Amen. And you know, Dr. Pat, the people out there listening, they don't understand that just because they don't believe in the devil or believe that, you know, going to see a Harry Potter movie is any big deal. Listen, Satan would prefer you to believe that way because he really doesn't care what you think because he knows what his legal authority is. And when you take your child to see Harry Potter or C.S. Lewis, any of these demonic Hollywood movies, especially Harry Potter, that's hardcore witchcraft, what you've done is you've just cursed yourself and your child down to 3 and 4 generations, and you both have left that place different than when you entered it. You've now come out with a demonic spirit that has come in through a witchcraft gateway. Now you need to break the curse and you need to cast that demon out. I mean, that's serious, serious stuff. I mentioned Michael Bray, the actor. This is a guy who is well known for a series called Ugly Betty. I don't know where they got that name. That's just what it's called. And over Thanksgiving Day, Dr. Pat, he picks up a samurai sword and hacked his mother to death. He was hearing voices.
Mm.
And come to find out, he had just joined a Masonic lodge in the Bronx area of New York. He goes into the Masonic lodge, comes out a different person. You go into these Harry Potter movies, you come out with a different spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I had an opportunity on Thanksgiving to spend the day with my brother, and he had a special guest that had come into town. I got to meet a new friend, a guy named Trezor, and Trez is a very special man of God. He came from the Congo, so he's Congolese, I believe. Young man, and we were talking about deliverance, and he told me a very interesting story. He says, over in the Congo, you've got the militia, the guerrillas, and they're going into these towns, and they're going looking for children, and they're taking children 6, 7, 8 years old. And what they do is they'll come into the house, they murder the father, they rape the mother, and then they look into the child's eyes, and they say, you're either going to come with us and join our military, or we're going to kill your mother. And naturally,
yes.
They've been traumatized, number one. Number two, they don't want anything to happen to the mother, so they go with them willingly. And we've heard about this, but what I heard next just blew me away. I said, so what do? They take them into the jungles and, you know, teach them how to shoot an AK-47, you know, how to be a soldier. And he says, that's not what they got them for. He said, what they're doing is they're stealing a generation. And what they do is the first thing they do with these kids is they teach them how to do incantations. They teach them how to do sorcery. And what they do is they put them in charge of cooking up satanic recipes. And I said, what do you mean? He says they have these big pots, just like Santeria witchcraft, and they invoke demons and they cast spells by mixing this literal stew in a pot. And they put these young children, 6, 7, 8 years old, in charge of doing the incantations, making the stew. And then he said when they're done making this stew, they all drink it. And it gives him demonic power. And then he said, normally what happens is they'll train the kid in sorcery and then in warfare. Then they send him back into his village, and he's required to kill somebody that he knew in his family. And when he does that, he's made a pact with the devil. And I said, what's this all about? And he says, they're trying to steal the youth because he who controls the youth controls the future generation. And made me think about that when you're talking about what's going on literally around the world with the Harry Potter movie. They're trying to steal the youth and put them into the ranks of Satan's army.
Well, see, they're not trying. They have stolen them. The kids are gone. And you talking about what you just said, you know, when I was in Africa, one night Bishop came off the platform and he called this young boy and this young girl out of the audience. And the associate pastor told me, he said, "You see those kids?" He said, "They're witches."
Wow.
And one was 9 years old, and the other one was a girl about maybe 12. And he said, but he said, "They're not children." He said, those kids are wizards and witches. So I took the cameraman, and I walked out and went over and stood and listened. Bishop Kanko was talking to them, and the little boy, he said, how many snakes do you have in your belly? The little boy said, 5.
Wow.
And he said, "What do you do with those snakes?" He said, "I kill people with them." And he said, "Do you belong to a coven?" He said, "I'm the head of it. I'm the king of it." The little girl was queen of her coven. The little boy was king of his coven, and they were children from under the sea. I saw many of them when I went over to the beaches with Evelyn one day. And Evelyn told me, she said, in the streets of Africa, the children are put out on the streets by their families because they can't afford to feed them. The witches see them, and they take them and train them into witchcraft, and they become wizards and witches. And then they're sent into the churches to infiltrate them. And so she said those children came into the church to tear the church up. But you see, Bishop Kanko had spiritual eyes that he could see, and he got right up and went out and called them up front and talked to them. Now, in Africa, they will not lead somebody to the Lord unless they bring their witches pots. And the reason for that is if they destroy the pot, then what happens is the children and the adults too lose the ley line or the connection to the coven. And so the last day I was there, the little boy came in and came forth and got saved. But he was about 8 or 9 years old. So I come back to America, and lo and behold, this lady brings her little daughter to our church. She's 13 years old. And the mother says that she's in total rebellion. They can no longer control her. And she's brought her to the church for deliverance. So the story about this little girl was she was raised in a charismatic Christian church from the time she was born right up until the time this happened. And the girl's story was that she was made friends with this other little girl, and the little girl took her to her house, and she says, "You know, I'm a witch." And she said, "You're a witch?" And she said, "Yes." And she said, "Let me prove it to you." She said that she turned her eyes a different color. She turned her hair a different color. And the furniture was levitating in the room. And so then she ended up giving that little girl some articles to take home. Well, what happened was, we bind you up in the name of Jesus, Carmel Queen, in Jesus' name. Every devil is bound and caged in the name of Jesus over our chat room, And we ask you, Jesus, we ask you, God, to cage every devil. We disconnect them from the minds of the people in Jesus' name, that they have an opportunity to receive Jesus. And we give you glory and praise for what you will do, God. And so then, getting back to this story, the little girl, we cast those devils out of her. And then we went to her house and took everything that the little child had given to her, and we destroyed it. But the girl told her, she said, my mother is the queen of the coven, and she uses her daughters to go into the school and into the churches to bring the children over to the coven. So in America, if you think that you can get away with letting your children watch these things, then you're just dead wrong. Everybody in the chat room, pray about Karma Queen in Jesus' name right now.
Amen. I bind and cage his foul homosexual spirit, and I command it to go into a cage in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You know, Dr. Pat, the enemy would like to steal our youth, because if he stole our youth and he can train them up in the way he wants, you know, he's hoping that when they get older they won't depart from his satanic agenda. And that's what God told us to do in the Word of God. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's older he will not depart. And parents have forsaken their God-given a mandate to train up a child in the ways of the Lord, and what they're doing is they're letting a atheistic New World Order school system train up our children, indoctrinate them to not believe in God, but to believe that we came from monkeys and tadpoles, and then they're sending them to the slaughter, which is the theater where they're being indoctrinated in the ways of witchcraft, and they're coming out cursed and filled with demonic spirits. And then we wonder why the children are freaking out, and many are then being put on psychotropic drugs. It's because the foul spirits are inside of them.
Hold on a minute. Father, I send the Holy Ghost right now to set fire to that cage and start burning those devils and tormenting them in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, every word spoken, I break the powers of them in Jesus' name. And Karma Queen, we pray for your soul, and we ask the Lord to save you. And if you don't stop, we're going to have to ban you from the room in Jesus' name right now, in Jesus' name. But before you leave, I'm telling you that those devils are bound in a cage, and we command them to be encircled with the blood of Jesus and nothing but torment, and go into civil war. And we disconnect them from your mind so that you can be saved for just a short period in Jesus' name.
Amen to that.
Okay.
And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Omega Man Radio Network. We've got Dr. Pat Holliday on tonight. Tonight is the School of Deliverance. It's the program that we do every Saturday night from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And if you are just joining us, you know, Dr. Pat, we've got a record number in our chat room tonight. So praising God for all the new people that are tuning in, on all of our old friends and family. Dr. Pat, give out your website information for those that have not heard you speak before and would like to get more information.
Okay. Let me just speak to Karma Queen again. You're quite welcome to hang out in our chat room, but you must clean up your mouth. We will not hear that stuff coming and offending the people that have come here for spiritual food. So you're not going to exercise your God-given will and be lured in our chat room. Get cleaned up or goodbye. Amen?
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Now, my webpage is www.patholliday.com, and it's also www.patholliday.com. MiracleInternetChurch.com. Being dirty, it comes from more than swearing and using dirty words. It comes by displaying your unseemly life in front of people that just are not interested in that. So you want to get free, you'll get free here, but you gotta stop.
You see, Dr. Pat, a lot of people today are out there saying, you know, people are born homosexuals. And folks, you're not born a homosexual. Homosexuals are made homosexuals by trauma and
yes.
through generational curses that come down the family line. So Carmel
mm-hmm.
Queen is battling with a demonic spirit.
Okay.
And that's why
I've had enough. Just knock him off the chat room now.
He's silent now, or she is, I'm not sure. But, you know, the reason we're doing these programs is to make you aware that, you know, Satan and his host of hell are real, but also the delivering power of Jesus Christ is real. And whatever you're bound up with, generational curses, witchcraft that has come down the family line, maybe like Michael Bray. It said, in fact, his father, I believe, or grandfather was also a Mason, Dr. Pat. So, you know, a lot of these spirits are coming down the family line. And you need to recognize them for what they are, and you need to take authority over them, repent of them, and then close these demonic gateways and cast these foul spirits out. And now for those that have taken their kids to the Harry Potter, if you have made that mistake, you're going to need to do the same thing before these demons take root and they open the door for other worse spirits to come in. Of course, witchcraft is a very bad spirit, Dr. Pat. That's one of the worst.
Well, it is. It's one of the worst, but the problem is once the kids get involved in it, what happens is the parents don't know what to do about it. So they do take them to the doctor to get them tranquilized so that they stop the rebellion to a certain extent, and then the child becomes a zombie. And eventually the child will totally, totally lose their mind. And so we need to understand that God is going to hold the parents responsible for this. Pastors are definitely going to be held responsible, but parents for sure. Because, see, once you find out, for instance, that your pastor is not upright, not straight, not preaching the gospel, you need to get up and get out of that church, and you need to ask God where to go and what to do, because every place is not safe in this hour of time. And if you sit there and you know that your pastor is a homosexual, is promoting Harry Potter books or Narnia or all of this bad stuff, and you just sit there and say, well, it's okay, he's my pastor and I love him, you're going to be responsible for the souls of your children and your own soul. So you need to get up and get out, because if you don't, let me tell you right now, you're consigning your children to hell. You know,
Dr. Pat, let me interrupt one thing. You know, Caramel Queen comes from Canada.
Yes.
And you know what's special about Canada?
What's that? As a pastor
cannot speak against this homosexual spirit over there without going to jail.
Yeah.
And that is what they have planned for America. They want to silence the truth. They want to silence the truth that we're talking about tonight, that people are literally selling their souls to Satan and getting their children into so much demonization that many of them are going to be consigned to mental hospitals before it's over with, because they're not going to know how to deal with them.
Yes.
And then they want to silence the deliverance ministry, because Satan does not want the truth of what you're talking about tonight to come out, because that means his demons are going to have to come out.
Well, you know, the Bible tells us that there's a thing called a transference of spirits. And the American mind doesn't understand that. But the Bible shows us very clearly that you can have transference of bad spirits, like King Saul when he went to see the witch of Endor.
Yes.
Those bad spirits were transferred into him when he opened himself up to that witch, and he ended up losing his life and the lives of his sons because he rebelled against God. It's a very serious thing that's going on here. In 2 Chronicles 34, verse 1, the Bible tells us that there was a little child. His name was Josiah. He was 8 years old when he began to reign in Jerusalem, and he reigned for 31 years. Now, his secret was he started seeking after the will of God, and he was led to clean the land from idolatry. And just as God had used that jackass, in this case, he used a child. A little child shall lead them, is what Jesus said. And so Josiah walked in the world, in the ways of the Lord, and the Bible shows us that he cleaned the land from idolatry. Now, when idolatry comes on the land, then, of course, witchcraft comes, because the Bible says witchcraft is as the sin of idolatry. And so what has happened to our nation is because of the Bohemian Grove, most of our presidents go out there. And, of course, you know there's a giant owl that's 40 foot tall, and they worship at this owl, and they do what they call mock sacrifices. And some people think that they really are sacrificing a human being when they do it, because they can hear screams when they throw this body into the flames. But the point is these are the leaders of our nation. And at the same time, these same leaders claim when they're running for public office that they are Christians. And so most of your Christian pastors will go out and support these particular type leaders. And what happens is they have brought America down through the worship of idolatry. And whenever they did, the door opened for the devil to go after the children. And, of course, whenever these pastors promoted these men to these high places without truly finding out their spiritual states, what happened is our country is in a cauldron of devils and witchcraft and every ungodly thing in the world. The homosexual spirit rides on the back of Disney World and Time Warner movies. Whenever the Chronicles of Narnia was put out and they went through the magic door, on the other side they met a god called Pan. And this is a god that is a half human and a half animal. And, of course, the part that was the half human was the homosexual type of an image of the man. And so immediately the first thing that the children are introduced to in the Chronicles of Narnia is a homosexual figure. So the point being is this. You take the books. The books are very, very, very powerful. But when you take the books and you put them into the hands of demon-possessed people that understand subliminals, they understand demonology and witchcraft like never before, and they put these images into the minds of the children, they become very, very powerful, powerful things. More powerful, I would say, than those those two children. children that I saw over in Africa that were children from under the sea. You see, Americans are educated, and so they move very quickly with knowledge. And so a child, when you take him to movie after movie of Star Wars and of the Chronicles and Harry Potter movies, it doesn't take long to demonize a child like that. And once a child is demonized, that child has to go through deliverance exactly like an adult does. And I have done many of them in our church. We've seen children set free. And I have also seen many parents go through deliverance at the same time. Demonology is very, very real. There was a woman that came to our church, and Bishop Canco was speaking there that night, and she brought her little girl there, who was about, at that time, 13, 14 years old. And so Bishop Canco was ministering to the girl, and so I was ministering to the mother. And this male voice spoke out of the mother and said, "Don't touch me." And so I said, "Who are you?" Well, making a long story short, in questioning the mother, she told me that she was a Christian, went to one of the big assemblies of God here in Jacksonville, who don't believe that Christians can have devils, and that she told me that that she went out and bought the Harry Potter books and would read them every night to her children. And so the child started escaping out of the window at nighttime, and the child would go to down into the parts of town where the bars were, and the pimps picked her up and started using her as a go-go dancer topless.
Wow.
In one of those bars. So the mother found out about it, and she went down looking for the child, found the child, grabbed her, and brought her back home. She got a telephone call from the pimp, and he said, "You will give us back that girl. She belongs to us. And if you don't, we're going to work our powers of darkness on you." And so what happened was she sent the daughter to her father, who lived in another county, but the daughter was totally demonized, so she brought her over to the church. Friends, I'm telling you that America is in trouble, and it's in trouble because the Christian church is in trouble, and most of your Christians are in trouble. And unfortunately, there's just a few voices crying in the wilderness, "Come out of her, my people." There's just a few telling you that your souls are endangered. When you go and you expose yourself to the powers of darkness, you're going to get stung. When I was a little girl, my mother used to be a Catholic nun. She left the convent, and she ended up marrying my daddy, who was married at the time, and she took him away from his wife. And so the Catholic Church excommunicated her, but she ended up having all of us, and there were 9 children from that union. And what happened was there was a woman that moved in right next to us, and Mother told us, she said, "Don't go around that woman because she has a Ouija board." Now, friends, I'm an older woman now, real older woman. And yet my mother wasn't going to church at all. She'd been excommunicated. But my mother knew that a Ouija board was dangerous. Now, here you have supposedly born-again Christians, deal with the Holy Ghost, go into these dark places that call themselves churches and can't see a thing. There's a church right behind us, and this church is called Faith Christian Center.
Yes.
There's 5,000 people in that church. The cop stands out on the corner every Sunday getting people to the church, holding up all traffic so that they can get to that church. The pastor recently sent a bulletin out. We're going to have a ballroom dancing contest. Everybody wear black. Now, what could that possibly be?
God have mercy.
In addition to that, we teach yoga here. We teach karate here. And da-da-da and anything else that your little heart, sinful heart might want. And people, I'm telling you, they are standing in line to be deceived. This is a time when it's a great falling away. Your children are marked by Satan to steal them right out from underneath your hands. And what I'm telling you here is you can let him take them away. You can let him steal your children and walk around and play like you're a Christian. And I'm telling you, children are going to hit hell, and you probably will bust hell wide open too. Because Jesus said, if you do this to one of these little ones, he said, it's like having a millstone tied around your neck and you being cast into the bottom of the sea.
Amen.
It's time for the church to wake up. And the people on the internet, why don't we listen to the message tonight so that you can explain what it is? Every one of you have friends that have children where their parents are taking them over to these awful movies. Why don't you begin to say, I'm going to be a part of the solution. I'm going to join the army of God in Jesus' name. Because these are important times for us to become educated, for us to know that the devil is truly real, but Jesus is more real. There's never been anyone that has come through our ministry that has been able to overcome me or any of my ministers, and it's because we're real.
Amen.
And it's because we believe that Jesus Christ has the answers. But at the same time, we also have to be the ones to expose the darkness because the church is blind. Now, whenever you step up and expose the darkness as strongly as I do, you see, people cannot discern spiritual things because spiritual things are spiritually discerned. So a lot of people think that I'm a witch because I'll talk against Harry Potter or I talk against witchcraft. Exposing it, I have to talk against it. And I remember whenever I wrote the book, The Walking Dead, the lady in The Walking Dead was under the powers of a witch down in that community, and the woman had stolen her soul and stolen her mind. And somebody brought my book to her called Be Free. And in that book, I talked about how God delivered people. And after she got saved, she said that she tried to read the book, but some of the Christians down there told her, don't read that book, it's a witchcraft book. Where did they get the information that Be Free was a witchcraft book? From their pastors.
Who most of them are in witchcraft, and, Dr. Pat.
Amen. And I remember I went down into that area. I used to pack the church out because God would move mightily. And I would go over to a charismatic church that was half Methodist and half charismatic. And I came in one year, and the pastor made a stand, and he said, I'm not having that woman in here again. And they said, why? And he said, well, because she's a charismatic. And they said, well, half of your church is charismatic, and if you keep her out because she's charismatic, we're going to stop coming to your church. And he said, well, it's not that. He said, what it is she has power. So the Bible says there'll come a day when they will receive a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. The power of God and the gospel of God goes hand in hand. And if you cripple the gospel by taking away the power, you're going to become spiritually blinded. And that's what's happened to the churches, my friend. They are spiritually blinded, and they cannot see. And so you need to watch where you're going. I'm very careful about where I go to church. You need to go defensively to church. You need to be listening to this radio show defensively. You need to say, well, is Pat Holiday really of God, Jesus? Is Omega Man of God? I bind the devils over this chat room and over this station in Jesus' name. You need to do defensive warfare for yourself. And then if the Lord shows you, you need to be praying for us and you need to be supporting us, both with prayer and with finances, so that we can spread the word that Jesus Christ is alive and he's still in the deliverance ministry and he still knows how to cast out devils and he still will do it. He will free your family. We have seen him free families on this radio talk show.
Amen.
We tell them about the young man who had the altar in his basement and how the Lord freed that entire family over this radio talk show.
Yes, Omega ma'am. We have a good friend, Minister Joseph White. Many know him as Zoe Mortal, who had ministered to a brother about 20 years ago. And at the time, he was a warlock, second-generation warlock. His father was in it as well. And he would go into graveyards, dig up corpses, and steal their skulls. And he had a satanic altar in the basement. And he was led to Christ, but did not make a firm commitment. And 20 years later, through divine intervention, God put him back in the path of Joseph White. Joseph got him to call into the program. He gave his recommitted his life to Christ. The witchcraft was broken.
You're going to have to continue that on the other side. I think we're running out of time.
Absolutely, and we are at the top of the hour, so we're going to be back with Dr. Pat Holiday and School of Deliverance. If you need prayer tonight, we're going to be taking your calls. The number is 917-889-2745. And we'll be back after this message.
to take a ride. Grab your coffee and strap yourself in.
If you listen, you can hear God's plan.
Because the show is about to begin. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network.
And welcome to the Mega Man Radio Network. This is a live show tonight. I'm your host, Shannon Davis, and this is the School of Deliverance with Dr. Pat Holliday. Dr. Pat's websites are MiracleInternetChurch.com and PatHolliday.com. Pat Holliday is spelled with two L's. Let's get Dr. Pat on the line. Dr. Pat?
I'm back on the line.
All right. Praise God.
Yeah, finish your story.
Yeah, so we had a gentleman who was a second-generation warlock. He would dig up corpses, take the skulls, and he would take them down and do satanic rituals in his basement. And a friend intervened. Zoe Mortal went in, prayed with him, actually pulled him out of there, and led him to the Lord. Well, you know, time elapsed, and he had fallen away, but God had a different plan. He brought him to the program. We prayed for him. He was set free in Jesus' name of these devils and recommitted his life to the Lord. Well, that was the beginning. Joseph continued to minister to him, and next thing you know, one by one, the entire family started to call in. Jesus delivered them. Next was Mike, Giovanni, and others, and he's continuing to do a work in their family. In fact, we'll be having them on Sunday night to share some testimony about what the Lord is already doing. Dr. Pat, he took Mike, the young man, he's about 24 years old, set him free of in an extreme hardcore deliverance. I mean, it was brutal. These demons were tormenting the man, but Jesus came in and evicted those foul spirits, and now Mike himself is out doing deliverance. And was involved in his first deliverance the other day, and that's the fruit of deliverance right there.
Amen.
Seeing people set free, and then the whole family, and then people go out there, get trained, listening to programs like the School of Deliverance, and they learn how to go out and cast out devils in Jesus' name and tread on these serpents and scorpions. That's what it's all about. So we're praising the Lord, and if you need prayer tonight, the number to call in is 917-889-2745. Dr. Pat, our switchboard is lighting up like a Christmas tree. Shall we take some calls?
Oh, yes.
All right, let's go to the first caller. Caller from 502 area code. You're on the air with Dr. Pat Holliday.
Hello. Yes.
There you
go. Hello, how you doing? I'm calling because many years ago I was in the occult and I dabbled in it and not really seriously. And I started having problems with poltergeists and tormenting spirits. And I was so frightened because it was sort of like something new to me. And my curiosity had brought this into my life. And so I started panicking. And I ended up calling those TV networks that, you know, they have Christian programming on because they were talking about Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them for prayer, but nothing really changed. So I started calling around local churches to ask for some help on the problem. They couldn't help me except for one minister. And he told me that what I thought was spirit guides, because I was dabbling in the New Age, he said that they were demons. And he took me through passages, and he led me to Christ. And that was good, but the demons never left. So I started praying and fasting, and I asked the Lord to lead me to a church that would cast out demons, and he did just that. But the problem was is my husband and I ended up getting divorced, and after the divorce, I had to pull away from the ministry for a period of time and, you know, try to survive and get a job. And what happened was it seems like all the demons came back but worse, even though I wasn't going out in the world fornicating. And now I have more demonic problems, and I want to go back there, but I don't have the funds to do it. And so why I'm calling is I need prayer to deal with it because they're big. They're the kind that I never dealt with before. They were the kind that materialized, and they torture me like 24 hours a day. And if I got grace, I haven't gone mad. And I was just wondering if you could pray that the Lord would reveal what's been hindering me. I've been trying to pray. I've been trying to bind these spirits and do spiritual warfare, and no sound will come out of my vocal cords when I'm home alone and these attacks.
Well, like, you know, you came to the right place because Omega Man and myself will pray, but then we have a whole chat room full of people that are going to join us and pray. And then we have many people listening in. And so all are coming in one accord now, and we're going to get you free. And you're a Christian. And demons have no right to appear to you, to come to you, to do anything to you. But they know that they have been able to do that because you were alone and because you didn't realize the power that the Lord Jesus Christ has to protect you. So I want you to say a prayer with me, and we're gonna get you free, okay?
Praise God.
Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
For all of the sins.
For all of the sins.
That I have ever committed.
That I have ever committed.
Tonight.
Tonight.
I have confessed them.
Tonight I have confessed them.
And I'm sorry that I went serving other gods.
I'm sorry I went serving other gods.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
And I thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
That you love me.
That you love me.
And that you will totally set me free.
And that you will totally set me free.
Tonight.
Tonight.
Now, in the name of Jesus, I want you to, as Omega Man and I are praying with you, your part is getting in agreement with us, taking deep breaths and just expelling those devils out. You can breathe them out and cough them out in the name of Jesus, okay?
Okay.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over these witchcraft spirits and we bind them. And all of the people that are listening in that have witchcraft spirits in them, I bind those witchcraft spirits up. All of them that have delved around in the powers of darkness through movies, through Harry Potter, through Chronicles, through demonic television shows, adult witchcraft movies, just say that same prayer and ask God to forgive you, and you participate and you'll get free also. Now, I bind the spirits of occult witchcraft, hereditary spirits, ancestral spirits, rebellion, Freemasonry, mockery, skepticism, ritualism, child abuse, spiritism, human sacrifice, transmissible, inheritable curses and blessings. I bind those and
come
I command
right
them to go into the cage.
Come
right
out and
now.
Go in the cage in Jesus Christ's name. The Lord rebuke
come
you.
Out.
All
come
foul
out.
Spirits be weakened.
Come out.
In Jesus'
everyone.
Name. Be weakened
all
in Jesus' name.
All seducing spirits in Jesus'
you.
Name.
Come out.
I bind that Asmodeus.
Jesus'
Asmodeus.
Name. Pour
I
the blood
bind
of Jesus down your throat,
Apollyon,
you foul spirits.
Beelzebub.
Come out right now.
Lies,
come out, Belial, come out.
False prophets,
come out.
Signs and wonders,
all witchcraft
deceived,
spirits, come out.
Seduced,
all you
enticed,
foul spirits, name, come out.
Wander from the truth,
go into the cage, in
fascination
Jesus name.
To evil ways, objects,
the Lord
of
Jesus
persons,
rebuke you, come out.
Repression, manipulation,
be weakened
of others,
and come out right now.
visualization, amnesia, fortune telling,
come out in Jesus'
channeling,
name.
Death spirits, I bind you up.
Lord Jesus, I bind you.
Come
loose her right now.
Come out.
Come out.
One of them.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Free.
Foul spirits.
Everyone.
Father God, loose blindness and confusion on these foul spirits.
Nothing
in Jesus' name.
Can stay. In the name of
come
Jesus.
Come out right now.
In the
and
name
go
of Jesus.
Cage. In Jesus
spirits
Christ.
Spirits of bondage, addictions to drugs,
come
alcohol,
out right now.
Cigarettes,
come
food.
Out.
Honey, let me ask you this. Do you smoke?
I started to after the attack started happening.
Yeah.
There was a time I quit, and I did real good after my babies were born. And then the attack started happening, and then my nerves were just shattered. I would start panicking and have those attacks like I had many years ago, and I just picked up a cigarette and started smoking it and haven't put it down.
Did you drink? Did you drink?
No drinking.
No drugs?
No drugs.
No addiction.
No addictions except the cigarettes.
All right, now let me explain cigarettes to you so that the others that are going through deliverance can know. Cigarettes is homage or paying worship homage to another god. That god's name is Calmet, C-A-L-M-E-T. And this particular spirit is a spirit that controls you. It controls your emotions, and it makes you dependent on it. It makes you think that it soothes your nerves and that you have to have it. And so what that means is that you are dependent on another god other than Jesus. And so I'm going to ask you to renounce it. Can you do that tonight?
Yeah, I can do that.
Can you destroy them?
Yeah, I could destroy them. I've been thinking of it anyway because they
all
just
right. Do you have them on you right? Do you have them on you right now?
Yeah.
All right. I want you to just put your foot on them and just twist your foot over them.
Twist. Okay.
Say, I hate you.
I hate you.
You are not my friend.
You are not my friend.
You are a destroyer of my life.
You are a destroyer of my life.
You came to rob me from my Lord Jesus Christ.
You came to rob me from my Lord Jesus Christ.
I will no longer put you in front of him.
I will no longer put you in front of him.
I will depend on Jesus to soothe my nerves.
I will depend on Jesus to soothe my nerves.
I bind you.
I bind you.
You spirit of Calmet.
You spirit of Calmet.
I command you to go into the cage.
I command you to go into the cage.
And I bind all of the spirits that are connected to you.
And I bind all of the spirits connected to you.
Cancer.
Cancer.
Emphysemia.
Emphysemia.
Destructive spirits.
Destructive spirits.
Death wishes.
Death wishes.
Sin.
Sin.
Bondage to sin.
Bondage to sin.
Captivity to Satan.
Captivity to Satan.
Fears.
Fears.
Sacrifices to Satan.
Sacrifices to Satan.
Disorders.
Disorders.
Imagery.
Imagery.
Split personalities.
Split personalities.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I no longer depend on you.
I no longer depend on you.
I command you all.
I command you all.
To go into the cage.
To go into the cage.
Now, Omega Man and I are going to call these out, and you just cooperate and make them go in Jesus' name. You okay. breathe them out. Just breathe them out and cough them out. In the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of bondage to come out of you right now.
Come out in the name of Jesus.
Every one of you that
loose
are interacting
right
together.
Go in the cage.
The control of the mind.
Spirits. Looser right
every
now.
Every subliminal that you
mind
have
control.
Ever seen,
looser.
I erase
Jesus.
From your mind in the name of
come
Jesus.
Come out right now. Go in the cage.
Every devil. I'm not hearing anything.
Foul
are you cooperating?
Spirit in Jesus' name. Just take a cough
right
from
there.
Your stomach area and just cough it out. Come out right now. The Lord Jesus rebuke
everyone.
You. Come out,
all.
Foul spirits.
All.
Come out of her right now.
All.
Loose her lungs and come
nothing
out.
Nothing. I
name.
Find that Kundalini spirit connected to that. Cut the tail off.
Into her to burn that.
I command come up
in
and out
right
now.
You foul vipers, come
Leviathan,
out. Come out.
The seven heads cut off and the
come out and go in the cage in Jesus'
in
name.
In Jesus' name.
Father God,
come up and out.
Go down
that's
and
right.
These
that's
spirits.
Right. Come up.
Jesus,
come out.
Come out.
Come out.
Come out.
All. All.
Angels of God, cut off the tails. Fuck them out. Come out.
All.
In Jesus' name.
I bind you
up. Weakened.
Cut your tail off, but I command you to
come
out in the name of Jesus.
Come out.
Every bit of
loose her and let her go in Jesus' name.
Out. You have no authority, no power.
What you meant for her, sevenfold back on your head, you foul spirits. Come out.
The blood of Jesus. The
come
blood
out.
Of Jesus.
The
no rest
blood for
the
wicked.
Jesus.
Come out right now in
the
Jesus'
blood
name.
Of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Pour the blood of Jesus
we
over you right now.
The death spirits, infirmity coming down the
come
family
right
line. 10 generations
loose her and
back.
Let her go.
10 generations forward.
Loose her and let her go.
Cancer. Kidney. Failure.
All the way out. Come on out.
Stroke.
Come out.
Diabetes.
Go
bones,
to the cage in Jesus' name.
Disease. Murder spirits. Overdose.
You foul spirits, we rebuke you in Jesus' name.
Automobile.
Loose her right now. Come out and go in the cage.
Airplane accidents. Starvation spirits.
Come out of her right now.
Anorexia.
Jesus Christ.
The
Lord Jesus rebuke you.
Smoking spirits.
Loose
alcohol.
Her right now. Let her go. Are you going to Tartarus tonight? Come out right now. You get
out.
In the cage right now.
Out. The blood.
All the way out.
We come against
Father God, loose the angels to surround
pressure.
Right now in Jesus' name.
Coming down the family lines, 10
emphysema,
generations.
Come out right now in Jesus' name.
Person, places, and things.
Loose her and let her go.
Broken spirit, wounded spirit,
loose
death.
Her and let her go. Come out.
It's defeat, degraded, depression, escapism.
We bind you, you foul spirits in Jesus' name. Come out.
Loosen, guilt, loneliness.
All name, foul spirits' name. Come out right now.
Insecurity, melancholy. I hear that. It's right at the throat.
Loose
I command it
right
to
now.
Make yourself smaller right now and come out peacefully.
Come out. In Jesus
will
name.
Not return. You
angels
will
of God,
not
chop
care.
It up into 100 pieces in
you
Jesus' name.
Come out peacefully.
Pluck it out right now in Jesus'
name. In the name out.
Come out.
Come out immediately.
Out and go in the cage
instantly.
Right now.
We can
the Lord
and
rebuke
leave
you, foul spirits.
In the name of Jesus.
Father God, and loose the tear of the Lord
stay.
On these foul spirits.
One of them caged.
Loose blindness
Father,
and confusion on them in
that
Jesus'
you
name.
Sent your warring angel. Father God, Jesus is standing right in front of her. He is her deliverer. He's her savior.
Yes. In the blood
Jesus
of Jesus.
Name. Come out.
The blood of Jesus. Come out right now.
Come out.
The blood of Jesus is poured in your throat right now.
The
come
blood.
Out. Come
blood
out right
of
now.
The Lamb. The blood of the Lamb.
Be weakened, you foul
the
spirits.
The blood
come
of
out.
The Lamb. Every devil.
Angels
that
of God, go in there and take their armor.
And steal. You have
and their
to come
swords
out.
In Jesus' name.
It says that Jesus came to
come
give
out,
her life
spirits.
And give it to her more abundantly. And Father God, we release more
go
abundant life over
in Jesus' name.
Her in the name of Jesus.
Be weakened
honey,
in Jesus' name.
Honey, I want to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I love you.
Love you.
You're my Savior.
You're my Savior.
I ask you to fill me.
I ask you to fill me.
With your Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
In Jesus' name.
We break all hedges and vexes and curses spells up her.
Raise your hands and just ask the Holy Ghost to come in right now. Say, Holy Ghost, come in.
Holy Ghost, come in.
And burn all the spirits out of me.
Burn all the spirits out of me.
In Jesus' name. Now you just take a deep breath and let him come in. Let him come in. Holy Spirit, go in and burn. Go in.
Store up in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
And all foul spirits to come out and go in the cage in
Jesus'
name. Loose her and let her go.
Deep breath and let him burn them out. We command all roots to be burned, all cords, every devil that is hiding, you have to come out. Every spirit that has her bound in her mind, her body, you come out. Everyone.
Loose her and let her go right now.
Of the Holy Ghost is burning
Jesus.
Them out.
Come out. Out in the cage.
All.
There you go. Go in the cage.
Nothing. Nothing
you
can survive.
Come out.
Fire of Jesus. Nothing.
Come out in Jesus' name. We break
absolutely
all witchcraft attack off of her in
nothing.
Jesus' name.
The blood. The
all
blood
witchcraft done against her in her dream state, we bind it off of her in Jesus' name. Command it back to the demon that sent it in Jesus' name.
Now, I'm going to take authority over these nerve spirits that have a hold to your nerves, that drive you to smoke every time you have a problem. And so, in the name of Jesus, I bind the nerve spirits, abnormal sensitivity, nervousness, breakdown, eating disorders, drugs, madness, malfunction of the nervous system, hypertension, insecurity, insomnia, dreams,
come
stress,
out in the name of Jesus Christ.
Apprehension,
come out,
pressure,
go in the
headache,
in Jesus name. Loose
hallucination,
right now.
Frigid spirits,
and loose her and let her go in
and
Jesus name.
Fear.
Come
now
out.
I bind you up.
In the name of Jesus.
You come out, and the rejection spirits of bitterness, insecurity, inferiority,
in the name
self-rejection,
of Jesus Christ. He's bound up right now. Come out.
Hate, hiding, denial,
you weakened in
darkness,
Jesus' name. Come out.
Isolation, seduction, negativity,
you foul spirits.
Fantasy,
come out now, or you're going to Tartarus.
Mind control,
Jesus.
Business,
come out, go in the cage.
Suicide,
come out right
fear,
now.
Withdrawal, loneliness,
come out right now.
Tired and laziness and
come
deceitful.
Out right now.
You come out right now in
come
the name
right
of
now.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Come out. You're in a cage. Come out. Come out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Honey, when your husband left you, did you ever forgive him for that?
Yeah, I forgave him. I got prayer from with a friend of mine who's a born-again Christian, and she led me through forgiveness prayers and
yeah.
to help me with my ex-husband and to forgive him.
That's
I
good.
Have
ma'am, let me ask you a question. Did you ever have an abortion?
No.
Okay, good.
Okay, now, when you forgave him, is there anybody else that you were holding unforgiveness to?
No. I had an incident where a man at work tried to kind of get, can't say it was rape, but he tried to get with me in the back room, and it didn't go that far, but I ended yeah. up transferring to another location, but I forgave him. But I've been having demonic sex attacks from demons attacking me at night
okay.
and fondling
all right.
me. And
well, this is going to stop. Say, I renounce you, you devils of hell.
I renounce you, devils of hell.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
You have no rights to touch my body.
You have no right to touch my body.
And in the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
I cage you up.
I cage you up.
I ask the fire of the Holy Ghost to go in that cage.
I ask the fire of the Holy Ghost to go in that cage.
And burn you. Throughout eternity.
Osmotus, we bind you in Jesus' name. Come out.
I don't hear anything.
Come out of her.
Come
out of her and go in the cage. Asmodeus, Osmodeus, we bind you in Jesus' name.
Shame, you come out.
Father God,
you should have never
you come out.
You.
Father God, loose the angels to cast
oh,
these foul
yes.
spirits in Jesus'
you did
name.
Tell
come
me,
out.
Didn't you?
You
come
out
devil
right now, go in the cage.
Asmodeus,
the Lord
you rebuke
cannot. You, Asmodeus.
She does want you out.
I hit her in the face for that. She tried to tell me to leave, and
get
I hit her.
Out.
Asmodeus, come out and go to Tartarus in Jesus' name. Come out.
You have no rights to touch her. I bind your arms. I bind your thoughts. I could put you in confusion right now. You have no right to touch her, to molest her, to rape her.
In
the name of Jesus, she has renounced you. You get right into the cage immediately. Now, in Jesus' name. Into the cage. Now, honey, come out. Let it come out.
Be weakened, Asmodeus. Be weakened.
No.
Be weakened. Be weakened. Right. The blood of Jesus in your throat. Come out. Angels of God, grab this foul spirit and drag it to Tartarus, chained in Jesus' name.
Every night,
out.
Spirit.
All the way out.
Asmodeus,
all the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. The Lord Jesus rebuke you.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Come out right now. In
the
Jesus'
blood
name.
Of Jesus.
Come out. Angels of God, smite the foul spirit.
There
in Jesus
is not
name.
One thing
smite
that remains.
Smite it. In
you
Jesus'
will
name.
Come up. It's right down in your
Father
stomach.
Father God, loose
now.
The tear of the Lord on Asmodeus.
And I command you to come up.
In Jesus' name.
Peacefully and come out immediately.
Come out. Come out.
It's a ball. Come up.
Come
up.
Out.
Instantly.
Loose her and let her go in Jesus' name. You must submit right
instantly.
Now.
Immediately.
You must come out.
I bind the pleasure spirits and command them to come up too.
All lust, come out.
You have no rights to touch her.
Come out of her in Jesus' name.
You will obey. She belongs to Jesus.
Come out of her
you
right now.
You will obey immediately.
Be weakened in
now,
Jesus'
honey,
name.
Now, honey, how are you feeling?
Feeling like something stirring up in my throat and in my belly. And I got a lot of stuff coming out of my mouth, phlegm and things like that.
Yeah.
Good, just put it in the garbage can.
You don't want that thing, do you?
No, I don't want it.
Well, you know, sometimes. So.
Come out. Come out, you foul spirit.
Good. Sometimes Jesus these spirits of night spirits that rape people, sometimes people get sexual pleasure out of it, and then when it comes
I don't like it because years ago, after I got saved, I prayed and fasted, and you know that scripture where the Lord says to make a way out when temptation comes. That's the one thing I prayed for after my divorce. I asked the Lord, always please make a way out when sexual temptation comes and help me to hate sexual sin outside of marriage. And he honored his word, and I've never felt that desire. I just felt demons touch me and fondle me at night, and I wouldn't go to sleep. I would just stay up and, to the best of my ability, rebuke it. But I was so miserable at night. I never liked it. It was just something, like to me, like torture.
All right. Now, we're soaking it in the blood. And she does not like you, you devil.
Loose her right now. Come out.
You have raped her.
In the name of Jesus Christ. You loose her in the name of Jesus.
Every bit
Father God, loose the ten plagues of Egypt on these spirits.
She has fasted to make you go. And in the name of Jesus, we chain you. We put chains around your arms and your. We command you to come up now. Immediately. Immediately.
Loose her and let her go.
You're going to the feet
in
of Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Come out.
And you better come out.
Come out.
Immediately.
You must come out or tell us your legal authority to be here. Come out right now. Come out.
Come out of the stomach and out of the throat. Every spirit is chained. Every one of them. Up and out. And we forbid you to ever return. We plead the blood of Jesus over her bed, over her house. And all of the spirits that are in that house, we command you to go in the cage. Every spirit over the house, the powers,
bind
the principalities,
the
ruler spirits,
be caged right now, Jesus.
Trying to give strength, we
Father
bind
God,
you.
Father God, fragment the mind and soul
Jesus.
Of these foul spirits.
We
in Jesus
command
name.
You all to come out right now.
Father God, loose
in
the terror
of the
Lord
Jesus.
On these foul spirits right
all
now.
All molestation and trauma spirits, come out.
Come out
in
Jesus
the
name.
Name of Jesus.
Command
every
civil war right
devil.
Now. You foul
that
spirits,
has come to violate
Jesus
this
name.
Woman's. We bind you.
Loose
every
her and let her
curse
go.
Of every witchcraft power that
loose her and let her go in Jesus'
her,
name.
That are sending these spirits.
In the name
we
of Jesus Christ
of
Nazareth, come out of her right now and go in the
go.
Cage.
In the name of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. The
Lord
blood
Jesus,
of
rebuke you.
The blood. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood. It is the blood of the Lamb, overflowing, the blood of the Lamb. Honey, I want you to say, I plead the blood of the Lamb.
Plead the blood of the Lamb.
Inside my stomach.
Stomach.
My sexual organ.
We bind you, foul spirit. Obey in Jesus' name.
I don't hear you, dear.
I plead the blood of Jesus over my sexual organs, over my body,
yeah,
and over my house, in Jesus' name.
Looser
and
you,
my
spirit,
throat.
You, foul spirit, in Jesus' name.
And, I command these spirits to leave.
I command these spirits to leave, in Jesus' name.
Now take
you heard her.
Deep.
Now come out.
Come out. You've
come
been
out,
renounced.
Her, in Jesus' name.
You come out.
You're seated with Jesus in the highest of
instantly.
Heavenly. High above you, you foul spirit. Come out
instantly.
Right now. In the name of Jesus.
Take a deep cough and cough them out.
Angels of God, smite these foul spirits. Smite them in Jesus' name.
Everyone.
Come out. Run them through with the sword in Jesus' name. Come out, you foul spirit.
Now, honey, I want you to ask.
All shame, come out right now, in Jesus' name. You foul spirit, you must come out now or tell us your legal authority to be there. What's your legal right to be inside of her? We command you to speak in Jesus' name. Or come out right now and go in the cage. We bind you and loose her and let her go in Jesus' name. And get into the cage, you foul spirit. We break all witchcraft that came in through her
all
dreams.
Blocking spirits, yes.
Break
all
it off of her in
Jesus'
name.
We break you up with the battle axe of the Lord.
Name.
You come out immediately.
We cut all demonic
now,
soul ties between her and others
in
Jesus' name.
I want
name.
You to say, Lord Jesus, fill me
Lord
with
Jesus.
Your Holy Spirit. Fill me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Now.
Now.
Now just take a deep breath and just raise your hands and start praising him. Praising. Praising. Holy Ghost
God
praise.
God loves kind of glory into her and to burn out the fountain.
Holy
spirit.
Ghost praise.
Jesus
come on.
Name.
Start praising him, honey.
Lord up, Holy Spirit.
You spirit of Antichrist, I bind you and command you to come out right now.
Loose her and let
in
her go.
Jesus
in Jesus'
name. In Jesus' name.
Cut off all the tails of the scorpions in Jesus' name.
Honey, I'm not
come
hearing
right
any kind of reactions. What's going on with you?
I've been, well, kind of embarrassing, but I'm passing a lot of gas and burping a lot.
That's good.
Yeah.
And something I know came out. I know this sounds odd, but there's a horrible odor after you called
exactly.
out that Asmodeus. A filthy
yeah.
smell like decaying flesh odor just poof
yeah.
came
yeah.
out of me, and it was really nasty, so it's something I just didn't want to say, but that's
yeah.
what I felt. And I'm passing a lot of gas.
yeah.
And I feel pretty good. That lump in my stomach isn't there right now. I feel like something came up into my throat. It sat there for a while, and then when you kept calling it out, it finally came out through a burp. It was like this long burp sound, but it stunk so
praise
bad.
The Lord.
Well, let the room stink.
Just raise your hands now and let the
thank
Lord
you,
feel
Jesus.
You. Feel you, feel,
thank
feel
you,
with the Holy Spirit. Overflow, overflow.
And cover me with your blood. I
give her the gift
right
of
thank
God.
You.
You give
are my deliverer, and I give you all the glory, honor,
ooh,
and praise for setting me free. And for
give
helping
her the
me,
gift
I praise
God.
You.
Jesus name.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Praise
thank
the
you,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you for freeing me.
Jesus.
Amen. Now, we want you to let the Bible play in your house over you at night. I'd let
okay.
it go day and night, King James Version only, okay?
Okay.
And let and us hear how you're doing.
I sure will. Thank you, and God bless
okay.
you.
I
God
really
bless you.
Thank you.
Send
and
us
all
an email
of those spirits.
Share your testimony.
To the feet of Jesus.
I
yes.
sure will.
Any foul spirit
okay.
remaining, we
you.
Cage in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. We'll go to the next caller.
A caller from 760 area code. You're on the air with Dr. Pat.
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for holding. How can we help you tonight?
I've been calling in because I've been trying to find the way, but it's been really hard. This is really embarrassing, but I feel like I've lived like an unclean life.
Well, nobody knows you, so you can just freely speak.
All of my life I've been interested in what I now know are evil things, like Harry Potter and the Narnia books. And I've been unclean in the eyes of the Lord.
We don't know your name, so you don't need to feel embarrassed, okay?
I've been promiscuous with both men and women. I think that's the main problem. I've been with maybe 100 men and half that many women, and I want to find the way.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Okay. Have you been involved in any kind of drugs or alcohol?
No, not really.
Have you gotten pregnant yet and had an abortion?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now, wait a minute. You said you wanted to find a wife?
Find a way?
No.
Or a life. I can hardly hear this caller because the phone is a little kind of not clear, but I'll get through. It's not your fault. I think it's your phone, but okay. Now, have you been involved in any other occult besides Harry Potter?
The Narnia books and Lord of the Rings and Disney movies, like The Little Mermaid. And, I used to read the Bible as a kid, but I stopped.
Yeah.
Well, you came to the right place. You can get set free tonight in Jesus' name. It starts with being honest, which you were. And so
Okay. Everybody's
falling short. Thank God that you realize the error there. And if you're willing to repent and ask the Lord to forgive you tonight, He can forgive you and you can be set free of these foul spirits that are tormenting you.
Well,
are these spirits,
you know,
have they appeared to you? Can you see them?
No.
Can't see them?
No.
Can you feel them?
Well, when I do those things, I enjoy them.
That's called pleasure spirits.
Yeah, I have a lot of pleasure spirits.
Okay.
Do you smoke weed occasionally?
No.
Okay. How about ecstasy?
Okay.
No, I don't do drugs.
Okay.
Okay. I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
You may want to turn down your music, dear. We bind that in the name of Jesus.
What?
You have a radio playing in the background?
No.
There's somebody bleeding through. I bind that up in the name of Jesus. And say, I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And I renounce.
And I renounce.
Harry Potter movies.
Harry Potter movies.
And everything I bind this witchcraft that's interfering with us in the name of
Jesus. The Lord rebuke you.
I command those to return to where they came from.
Loose her and let her go right now.
Break the powers of it right now in the name of Jesus.
Bind you, foul spirit, in the name of Jesus.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I've had to. Let's see if we can get her back on. Stand by. Well,
she there?
Let's see. Stand by here. Ma'am, you're going to need to turn down the radio.
I don't have a radio on.
Dr. Pat?
Yeah. Say, I ask you to forgive me and I forgive myself.
I ask you to forgive me and myself.
Now, have you been involved in any kind of a group or a person witchcraft?
No.
Just going to the movies and watching it on television?
Yeah.
Okay. Say, I ask you, Lord, to deliver me.
I ask you, Lord, to love me.
From witchcraft powers.
From witchcraft powers.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I recount all of the Harry Potter movies.
I recount all of the Harry Potter movies.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I command them to go into a cage.
I command them to go into a cage.
I plead the blood of Jesus over them.
Pardon, what was that?
I plead the blood of Jesus.
I plead the blood of Jesus.
I thank you for your blood, Lord.
I thank you for your love.
For your blood that overcomes all blood.
Amen.
Okay, say, I renounce witchcraft.
Dr. Pat, do you want to continue?
Yeah.
I'm trying to mute the music in between. It's your call.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Absolutely. Keep going.
Okay. I bind the powers of witchcraft.
I bind the powers of witchcraft.
And I ask you to deliver me.
And I ask you to deliver me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now, I want you to take a deep cough and cough all of those spirits out.
You foul spirit, I bind you, you strong man, you gatekeeper,
all
mockery, loose her and go into cage.
Ancestral spirits,
witchcraft,
rebellion,
come out right now. Loose her and let her go. All homosexual spirits, come out. Come out.
Child abuser.
Come out and loose her in Jesus' name.
Human sacrifice.
Loose her and let her go.
Inherited curses.
Pour the blood of Jesus down you right now.
In Jesus' name.
Loose her and let her go.
Seducing spirits. Hypocritical lying spirits. False prophets.
Come out. Mockery.
All signs of wonders. Deceive.
Come out.
Entice.
Come out and loose her in Jesus' name.
We disconnect her from all witchcraft ties in the name of Jesus.
Foul spirits, loose
every
her and let her go right now in the name of Jesus.
Over her mind, body, and spirit. Come out.
Sevenfold back
come
of
out.
Your head, foul spirits,
the
that you intended for the
blood.
In Jesus' name.
The blood.
Loose her and let her go right now, you foul spirits. The Lord rebuke you. I'm not talking to you, lady. I'm talking to your foul spirit. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Come out right now and loose her in Jesus' name.
We plead the blood. We plead the blood. The blood of Jesus. Where'd she go?
I've got it muted. Now we got her back. Ma'am, are you still there? She disconnected. Let's see.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Okay.
Ma'am, are you still there? Okay, we lost her.
Well, you know, it didn't sound real. It sounded like somebody playing a game.
Well, I think it could have been mockery, but, you know, we take authority over the foul spirits in her. We bind and cage them in the name of Jesus. We command all them to be caged in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirits.
Fire the Holy Ghost in that cage and burn and burn. And burn those spirits in the name of Jesus. We disconnect her mind from those spirits in Jesus' yes. name. And we ask you for mercy, God, and save her soul. Do you have another call?
Oh, yes. We've got them lined up. And, folks, if you're tuning in, you're listening to Omega Man Radio Network. This is a live program. We do not have anybody to screen the calls. And so this is live radio at its best. You're going to get sincere people, and you may get some pranksters. But you know what? If that was a prank call, the foul spirits behind them are going to be caged in Jesus' name right now.
And tormented. And tormented.
And tormented. That's right.
Yeah. It's not wise for witches to call in and try to think like that.
Not at all. Let's see if we can get...
If they do, we cage their devils. Oh. Devils don't like that. Hello.
Hi, is this Roberta?
Yes.
Roberta, hello. You're on the air with me and Dr. Pat. How are you tonight?
Oh, I've had better nights.
Okay, well, listen, I thank you for being persistent. You know, the desperate get deliverance. And so we've been working with you a little bit. Tell Dr. Pat a little bit about what you've been involved in. Did you come out of a witchcraft?
I was basically raised in the occult. My sister, my brother, and my father were members of a coven.
Okay.
And ever since I was age of two, was started with being sexually molested and raped several times. Participating in different kinds of ceremonies and stuff like that.
Now, do you know Jesus is your Savior?
Yes, I do.
Okay, right now I'm not talking to Roberta. I'm talking to the foul spirit inside of you. I bind the strong man and the gatekeeper, and I command you to be caged up right now in Jesus' name. Master witchcraft, loose her right now and come out in Jesus' name and go into the cage. I break all hexes and vexes and curses and spells off of her right now. Command and battle the demon and send him sevenfold.
You will obey in the name of Jesus.
Loose her and let her go.
You will obey in the name of Jesus.
Loose her and let her go. Father God, loosen
you will
surround her.
Obey in the name of Jesus.
Maintain this phone line and protect her in
the
Jesus' name right now.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Be bound.
The blood of Jesus.
Spirits, and come out
the blood of
the
Jesus. Everyone, we cut your cords. We cut your cords. We cut the roots in the name of Jesus. Every devil that was administered to her, blood sacrifice,
come out.
Dedications
trauma,
to
come
Satan,
out.
In the name of Jesus.
Come out in Jesus.
I bind you in the name of Jesus. Roberta, let me ask you a question. Will you renounce dedication to Satan by blood sacrifice?
Yes.
Okay, let me hear you do it.
Just say
no,
I renounce.
He's gonna do it.
You foul spirit, I bind you. Be bound up right now in chains in Jesus' name. And be blinded and confused right now in the name of Jesus.
Roberta, say, I renounce.
I renounce.
Blood sacrifices.
Blood sacrifices.
For my soul.
For my soul.
And dedications to Satan.
And dedications to Satan.
By my parents.
By my parents.
I break the powers of it.
I break the powers of it.
Over myself and my family.
Over myself and my family.
And I command every one of you devils to go into a cage.
And I command every one of you devils to go into a cage.
I renounce every witchcraft ritualism.
I renounce every witchcraft ritualism.
That I have done all of my life.
That I've done all of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I thank you, God, that you saved me.
I thank you, God, that you saved me.
I dedicate my life to you.
I dedicate my life to you.
I've repented.
I've repented.
From all of my sins.
From all of my sins.
And I renounce the powers of Satan.
And I renounce the powers of Satan.
And command every devil.
And command every devil.
To go into a cage.
To go into a cage.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I command that you will come out of me.
And I command that you will come out of me.
Instantly.
We bind you, you foul spirit. Loose her now.
The spirit of witchcraft and Satanism, I bind you up in the name of Jesus.
Come out in Jesus'
and
name.
And I command you.
Be weakened.
To go out. Come out.
In Jesus' name. We take your armor
devil,
and your weapons.
Rebellion.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Mockery. Skepticism.
God,
ritualism.
The plagues of Egypt. Hit these
child sacrifices.
Name. Come out.
Spiritual.
Come out.
Human sacrifices.
In Jesus' name.
Have you been involved in human sacrifices?
Be weakened in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Say, I renounce it.
I renounce it.
I ask you, Lord.
I ask you, Lord.
To heal my mind.
To heal my mind.
God,
and my emotions.
And my emotions.
Angels of God
and
attack formation.
Take every devil out of me
of
now.
God.
And take every devil out of me now.
In Jesus' name.
Smite him in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now
smite
take a deep cough and cough them out, and he's going to heal your emotions.
Come out. Come out.
Come out.
Loose her and let
come
her
out.
Be weak.
Come out.
Tenfold in
come
Jesus'
out.
Name. Come out right
the
now.
The blood of Jesus.
You
the
foul
blood
spirits.
Of Jesus.
The children of fools will know
say
you. Come
I
out
wash myself with the blood of Jesus.
I wash myself with the blood of Jesus.
Inside and outside.
Inside and outside.
The blood of Jesus.
For the blood of Jesus is
my strength.
All foul spirits right now.
Now come out. All
come out in Jesus' name.
Want.
Angels of God, cut their
nothing can
scorpion
stay.
Tails off. Cut them out. Cut their tails off, angels of God.
Every one of them. All.
Come out.
Terror spirits.
Come
I
out.
Bind up the spirit called trauma.
Come out.
I bind up the spirit called fear.
Come out, Jesus.
And I
name.
Command you to come out.
With the terror of the Lord.
I command you
right now.
Come out.
I bind come out.
The spirits that
come
have
out,
her mind,
cage.
Her subconscious mind.
The Lord Jesus Christ,
I open
rebuke
those
you right now.
Doors.
Loosen,
all
let
of
her
the
go.
Schizophrenic spirits. I
loosen,
command you to be
go.
Bound.
Mind control.
I open
her.
The door.
Jesus
and
name.
Command you to come
loose
out.
Loose her human spirit right
my
now.
Mind,
spirit.
I bind the memory spirits.
Loose her and let
the
her go.
The ungodly spirits.
Come out.
The recall spirits.
Come out. We fragment your mind and soul.
Fragmented
spirits
soul
in Jesus
spirits.
Name. Come out.
Drifting mind.
Come out. We cut all
temporary amnesia spirits.
Loose her and let
I
her go.
I bind up ancestral curses.
Come out in Jesus' name. Asmodeus, Asmodeus,
and
come out right now.
Denality.
Come out.
God,
come out. Come out in Jesus'
mental
name.
Mental illness.
Be weakened.
Insanity.
Be weakened in Jesus' name.
Psychiatry spirit.
Be weakened in Jesus' name.
Sorcery spirit.
Be blinded in Jesus' name.
Drug
spirit.
Demonic subjection.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
Occult.
In Jesus' name.
Drug. Fear.
Come
lack
out.
Of concentration.
Come out.
Insecurity.
With the terror of the Lord,
insanity,
hit the spirits now. Come
bitterness,
out in Jesus name.
Deception,
out, out,
and
out.
Madness.
Right now, come out.
Every one of you go into
come
the cage.
Come out in
Jesus' right?
name.
Come out.
Loose
come out.
The blood of Jesus.
Everyone.
Weaken
all.
You right now.
Everyone.
The blood of Jesus weaken you right
nothing
now. We
can
cut
stay.
The yoke off of her neck right now in Jesus'
the
name.
The blood of Jesus is against you.
Come out. We break
and
all witchcraft sin against her.
All of the cords
in the name
cut.
Of Jesus commanded to go
all
back
the
to the witches and send it in Jesus' name.
And cut in the name of Jesus.
We break all hexes, vexes, curses, and spells
witch.
Off of you right now in Jesus' name.
I break their
command
cord.
Them to loose you and go back to where they came from.
You
sevenfold.
Have no
name.
Power. You
loose
cannot
her.
Keep her bound.
Cut all demonic
she's released
soul
in the name of Jesus
between her
now.
And us in Jesus'
confusion.
Name. We cancel all witchcraft, blood contracts in the name of Jesus.
I bind the worship of Satan.
And cut all witchcraft.
Right now.
Curses on her going back 100 generations of both sides of the family. In Jesus' name. You come out right now.
Come out.
Loose her in
come
Jesus'
out.
Name and let her go.
All memory spirits come
loose
out.
Loose her and let her go. In Jesus' name. Foul spirit, I'm talking
everything.
To you right now. What's your name
the
and your legal authority to be here? Come out. What's your name, foul spirit? In the name of Jesus. Tell us your name or you go to the cage right now. In Jesus' name. What's your name?
Murder.
Murder. How did you get in? We command you to speak in Jesus' name. We bind you, murder. We command you to speak in Jesus' name.
No.
You will
Touch not my anointed. Sevenfold back in your head. What you meant for her in Jesus' name. Bind you. Come out and go in the cage. I'm not wasting time on you. Come out right now. Loose her and let her go, you foul spirits.
The blood of Jesus.
Angels of God,
blood
run through
Jesus.
With a sword. Smite it
the
in Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus. The blood
come out
of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus.
The
blood
of Jesus,
Jesus.
Right now.
The blood of Jesus.
Right
the blood of Jesus.
Come out.
I bind every baby-killing spirit, child-killing spirit, every blood
loose
sacrifice.
Her and let her
come out.
Spirit.
Come out.
You children
of
fools with no names. Come out.
Blood
in
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Name.
The blood of Jesus.
Angels of God.
The blood.
Put chains around there and choke it out. Choke it out.
The blood.
Of God.
The blood. The blood of the Lamb.
Command spirits out of you right now.
The
all
blood.
Foul spirits turn against
every
the strong
every devil.
In Jesus' name.
Every binding devil.
Satan
divided
and Satan cannot stand. Your house
go
is falling
into
right now.
The cage. Immediately.
In Jesus' name.
Instantly.
We rebuke you,
instantly.
You spirit of lust, loose
instantly.
Her in Jesus' name. We break all witchcraft against her in her dream state.
Let me ask you this. Is your family still involved in this stuff?
My brother's not. He died in 2006.
Yes.
My mom and dad are no longer in it. They they've given their lives to the Lord a few years back. And my sister, mm-hmm. I have no idea if she is or not.
Okay. Well,
you have any paraphernalia
say,
in your house?
Whenever you are involved in COVID activities like this, you see there are links that are made. And even if that was 10 years ago, those links will still be coming into you and your family if they've never been broken.
Right.
And you've renounced it and you've gone through a lot of deliverance so far.
Yes.
But what happens is there's an oath that is taken. And that oath that is taken, you say in the oath, in your own blood, that if you ever confess or try to get out of it, that you will die. And
right.
So I perceive that in ministering to you that you're very, very fearful right now.
Yeah.
And so I want you to understand that Jesus Christ is stronger than that oath, and his blood is stronger than your blood and the blood of animals. And he's quite able to protect you and your parents. So I want you to renounce the oath. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I renounce that blood oath.
I renounce that blood oath.
And I am not afraid.
And I am not afraid.
Because you're my God.
Because you are my God.
And you're powerful.
And you are powerful.
And you are surrounding me with angels right now to protect me.
And you are surrounding me with angels right now to protect me.
And you are filling me with the fire of the Holy Ghost.
And you are filling me with the fire of the Holy Ghost.
To burn every spirit out of me.
To burn every spirit out of me.
And I shall have peace in the mind.
And I shall have peace in the mind.
And in my body.
And in my body.
Because you promised that to me.
Because you promised that to me.
You said, my peace.
You said, my peace.
I give unto thee.
I give unto thee.
It's not the peace of the human.
It's not the peace of the human.
And I receive it tonight.
And I receive it tonight.
Now, in the name of Jesus, I cage. In the name of Jesus, I cage.
In the name of Jesus, I cage.
Every spirit.
Every spirit.
Of blood dedication.
Of blood dedication.
And murder.
And murder.
Anxiety.
Anxiety.
And fear.
And fear.
And every death spirit.
And every death spirit.
and every spirit of split personalities.
And every spirit of split personality.
I bind you.
I bind you.
I command my mind.
I command my mind.
To be set free tonight.
To be set free tonight.
Every shattering of my mind.
Every shattering of my mind.
I command those devils.
I command those devils.
At the entrance gates of that of my mind.
At the entrance gates of my mind.
And I command schizophrenia to be bound.
And I command schizophrenia to be bound.
And every traumatic spirit.
And every traumatic spirit.
Every torture spirit.
And every torture spirit.
Every spirit of fear.
And every spirit of fear.
I bind you.
I bind you.
And you will come out.
Looser right now.
And you will come out.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Just let them go.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Let them go.
All spirits' name, looser and let them go right now in Jesus' name. Belial on Beelzebub, looser right now in Jesus' name. Come out right now.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Be weakened in Jesus' name.
The blood of the Lamb.
Be weakened in Jesus' name.
The blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb.
The blood of Jesus. Pour over you right now.
Every spirit that was ministered into her and layered into her, you will obey that name. You will obey.
Loosen
her. Asmodeus. Asmodeus.
We cut you off of her right now.
Abaddon.
In the name of Jesus.
Beelzebub.
Paul Young.
Come out.
Come out.
All of you.
Come out.
Everyone.
Come out.
Hop on spirit.
Come out.
Kundalini spirits.
Lord Jesus.
Leviathan spirits.
We come out of her and let her go.
All
on,
of the infirmity spirits. Viper spirits.
Come out.
We cut your tails.
We're talking
come
about
out.
Spirit.
All
we
of
find
you.
In Jesus'
everyone.
Name. Loose her and
all.
Let her go.
Nothing can stay.
Loose her and let her
it's
go.
It's the blood of the Lamb that's against
blood of
you.
Jesus.
The blood of the Lamb is
God,
against
point your
you.
Finger at this final spirit.
In Jesus',
in Jesus
name.
Name. Come out.
Jesus, stand right in front of her
come
and
out.
Deliver her.
Come
deliver
no
her
rest
now
for the wicked.
In Jesus' name.
No rest for the wicked.
A deep
the children
call.
Of fools.
Jesus,
come out.
Right there.
Come out.
Right there. Deep call. Right
come out.
You've
been beaten at the cross. In Jesus. Come out. Come out.
Everyone.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Nothing can stay.
Angels of
nothing
God, go choke it out.
Stay.
Choke it out.
Nothing. Here it comes. I
Jesus.
See it coming. Here it
angels
comes.
Angels of God, cut it up.
Amen.
Pull it out.
Amen.
Loose and let her go.
Loose
and let her go in Jesus'
oh,
name.
Oh, yes. How are you feeling?
Oh, better.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, I want you to say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Fill those empty places.
Fill those empty places.
With your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
And give me my prayer language.
And give me my prayer language.
Now just lift your hands and start praising the Lord right now. And whatever's left will have to flee. In Jesus' name.
Karo, come out in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord.
Karo, come out in Jesus' name. We bind
come
you.
Come out. Everything
Karo, come
left.
Out. Master Witchcraft, come out.
Everyone, out.
Loose and let her go. Loose and let her go in Jesus' name. Come out. Father God, let the Shekinah glory of the Holy Spirit burn them out.
Mm-hmm. Come on, praising, praising,
loose her
praising.
And let her go in Jesus' name.
Praising, praising, praising.
Be weakened, you
hallelujah,
spirits.
Praising. Glory
bind
to God.
Bind you, foul spirits.
Heal, heal.
Come out in
mm-hmm.
Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Proceeded with Jesus and
yes,
Christ of the heavens.
Yes,
you must
yes.
obey. Come out. You must come out. In Jesus' name.
Amen. The Lord is filling your mind with the power of the Holy Spirit. And things that you did, he's going to turn those things all around for his glory. And he's going to use you in mighty ways that you don't even know. And so at this time, I want you to just open up to the glory of God, because he loves you and he came to set the captives free. And there is no captive, no captive that Jesus can't set free. And if you've heard of the book that I wrote, Witch Doctor and the Man, City Under the Sea, did you ever go under the sea?
No.
Well, in that book, he's one of the highest order wizards in the world. And so Jesus saved him and called him out of the powers of darkness to cast out devils. Unfortunately, whenever he comes to America, we can hardly get doors open for him to go through, because the church over here has gotten into such darkness. But because pastors and the churches have fallen into this darkness, God has a remnant, and that remnant will serve him until they see him. And God has called you into the remnant church for your testimony, just as he's called Bishop Kenko. So raise your hands and praise him with all of your might now, and be free.
Come out,
nothing
all
will
foul spirits. The Lord rebuke you. We bind
all
and cage all foul spirits.
Just raise your hands and praise him.
Loose her in Jesus' name.
Go ahead, raise him and
Father God,
raise your hands.
Or your
praise.
Angels to go out and recover her
pray.
Fragmented soul.
Pray.
And bring it back
pray.
And put it in rightful order in Jesus' name.
Let me hear you praise him, honey. That's the way you get the Holy Spirit. Demons will, listen to me. Demons may come out of you for weeks, even after this radio show.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm trying to get you filled with the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit is there protecting you, and so that you can totally get free. So raise your hand and praise him. Everybody praise the Lord right now.
Praise Jesus. Praise God.
Praise Jesus.
Praise you, Jesus Christ. Fill come
on, praise
Holy Spirit. Praise Jesus.
Lift your hands and praise
Lord
him.
Jesus.
He's going to fill all of
fill
those
every void.
Empty
Jesus' name.
Let me
fill
hear
up,
you,
Father
brother.
God. Fill her up.
Come
Jesus
on,
name.
Open your mouth and praise him. What's hindering you from praising the Lord?
I don't know.
Huh?
We bind any blocking
bind,
spirits.
What I do is
Jesus.
I bind all of the spirits that praise Satan in the name of Jesus right now.
We
and
bind
I
the spirit of unbelief right now.
Into the cage
now,
right
out.
Now.
Every come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name.
In the name.
Come out. Come out.
Everyone.
The Lord rebuke you, you foul spirits. And all
everyone.
The foul spirits without names.
Everyone.
Come out in Jesus' name. Come
everyone.
Out.
Everyone.
Father God, let the tear of the Lord hit these
now,
foul spirits.
Now, right, put
name.
Your hands up and praise the Lord. What is that?
Pardon?
That's somebody playing.
I'm talking to the strong man right now that's still remaining. I bind you in Jesus' name. I command you to tell me your name. Are you getting into the cage? What's your name, foul spirit?
In the name of Jesus.
We rebuke you in Jesus' name.
I command the spirit of blindness to come on this
loose
person
her.
Right now that's doing this. The spirit loose of blindness
in Jesus' name,
will come on this
spirit.
Person.
We bind you, you foul spirits, in Jesus' name.
Mute that. Mute the thing.
Okay.
Omega Man muted.
Okay, let us see. Okay, we've got it muted.
That's somebody that's plugging into this.
That's not Roberta. That's something else.
Yeah,
we
that's somebody
that in the name
that's
of Jesus.
Plugging into the line somehow.
Okay, we bind any foul spirits working at the Blog Talk Radio. Anything trying to compromise this broadcast, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ.
in Jesus' name. And
Lord,
we command
you.
Those spirits to go into civil war in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Against the person that's doing this, you go into civil war in the name of Jesus. Immediately and instantly. Every devil.
Roberto, we're not talking to you. I'm talking to the foul spirit inside of you. What's your name? Who's in charge there? You answer us in Jesus' name or come out and get in the cage. What's your name and legal right to be there or get out of her right now in Jesus' name? Father God, pierce this foul spirit through with arrows in Jesus' name.
We send the hornets after that thing in Jesus' name. The terror of the Lord.
Come out.
In Jesus' name. In
Jesus'
name. Loose
and let her go in Jesus' name, you foul spirit.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Civil war to go to the hacker in Jesus' name.
Roberta, how are you feeling?
Oh, a lot better.
Are you hearing any voices?
No.
Dr. Pat?
Tell her, let the Holy Ghost come in, fill you. Praising now. Praising. Yes, there would be a spirit of lesbianism because that comes with the occult. Did you ever have any lesbian experiences?
Yes, once.
Okay. Say, I renounce that.
I renounce that.
And all of the foul spirits that came in with it.
And all of the foul spirits that came in with it.
I bind them.
I bind them now.
Did you have an abortion?
Yes.
Say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry.
Lord Jesus, I'm sorry.
For the abortion. More than one?
No, just one. For the abortion.
Okay. Was this abortion a dedication?
Yes, when I was 14.
Okay. Say, I'm sorry, Lord. I ask you to forgive me.
I'm sorry, Lord. I ask you to forgive me.
And I forgive myself.
And I forgive myself.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Think Tank, go look up Elamiah's scriptures and you'll see. Okay, now take a deep cough and cough out those murder spirits, abortion spirits, and lesbian spirits.
Come out. All spirits and lust, homosexuality, lesbianism, come out. Come out. Loose and let her go right now in Jesus' name, you foul spirit. The Lord rebuke you. What you meant for Roberta, sevenfold back on your head in Jesus' name. Come out right now. And get in the cage in Jesus' name. Loose and let her go.
Jesus. The blood of
loose
Jesus.
Loose and let her go.
The blood
of God.
Jesus.
Go in
the blood
and drive
of Jesus.
The foul spirits out with the sword of the Lord in Jesus' name.
Now, spirits don't always leave exactly alike from person to person. So I believe that, you know, Ephesians 6:11, that happened. And I've seen spirits come screaming out of people, too. But just because you're not hearing a scream doesn't mean that she's not getting deliverance. She's testifying that she's getting deliverance.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to tell you that. Now, how are you feeling now?
A lot calmer, no more pains as when I first started talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just stopped shaking and everything now. And
okay.
Go ahead.
How's your stomach feeling?
That's a lot better, too. I'm, you know, it's kind of surprising you ask because all day long I was having severe cramps and couldn't sleep all night last night or today because of the pain in my stomach.
All foul spirits caused that. Let the fear of the Lord hit you right now in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Loose
and
let her go right now.
Spirit of pain and cramps, you come out too.
Spirit of infirmity and looser in Jesus' name.
Sometimes the devils know that they're going to get delivered and they
come
keep
out
the
in Jesus' name.
And they will cause
we close her third eye right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let me hear you praise the Lord. Let me hear you praise the Lord. Can you praise Jesus?
Any spirit trying to hold it back for praise, and we rebuke you in Jesus' name. Bind you and get the cage right now.
Oh, I thank you, Lord, for what you've been doing in my life. I just give you all the praise, glory, and honor.
Glory to God.
Oh, thank you,
Jesus. Yes. Yes. Praise and praise and praise.
Fill up any void in the name of Jesus.
Give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise
right now.
In Jesus' name. Praise, Lord.
Praise God. Praise Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Fill those empty places, O God. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up.
Fill her up, Holy Spirit. Jesus.
Now, can you say that Jesus is Lord?
Yes, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is my Savior.
Jesus is my Savior.
And I praise Jesus.
And I praise Jesus.
Now, you've got to be feeling a lot better.
Oh, I sure do.
Okay, now let me ask you this. In your house, do you have any statues and things like that in your house?
Not really. The closest thing I have to any kind of a statue is a small ceramic dragon my son that's in foster care made.
Oh, he's a dragon.
You can get rid of that. Okay. Mm-hmm. You got to get rid of that.
That's a demon. You got to throw it out. Just break it and then throw it in the garbage right now. Can you grab it?
Now, what about books?
All right. Hang on a minute.
We rebuke the foul spirit of Belial and loose her and let her go right now. Father God, loose angels to
bind
go into the house. Bind all foul spirits walking through that house in Jesus' name. The wall of fire around her, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, Zechariah 2 and 5. Apply the blood of Jesus to her building.
So I cut the emotional ties.
I cut the emotional ties.
Between that dragon and me.
Between that dragon and me.
In Jesus' name, I cut its powers over my house.
In Jesus' name, I cut its powers over my house.
And my mind.
And my mind.
Now, Lord, deliver me from the spirit of idolatry.
Lord, I ask you, deliver me from the spirit of adultery.
Idolatry.
Idolatry?
Idolatry. That means
idolatry.
Statues.
Okay.
Now, take a deep breath and call them out. We bind them in cages.
Oh, foul spirits, attack this dragon.
Everyone now
you,
and everyone in
you.
The past.
Go. Jesus' name, to the cage right now. Come out right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. We break any curses that were put on her through that dragon in the name of Jesus. Loose her right now. Come out of her lungs. Spirit of infirmity, loose her.
Now, honey,
let
me explain something to you. The little boy gave that to you as a love gift. The demons inspired him to make a dragon. When he made the dragon, he gave it to you. So that the demons knew that you would become attached to it because it was a gift from someone you loved. The little boy didn't have anything to do with that.
Right.
It was inspired by the devil. So I just wanted to tell you that so that you won't feel bad that you got rid of it. You feel better?
Yes.
Yes. Amen. You know, God is good, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Amen.
Father God, send ministering spirits to her in Jesus' name.
Amen. Many of them. Let me ask you this. Have you had any kind of sexual spirits coming to you in your bedroom at night?
Quite a bit.
Okay. Are they still doing that?
Off and on, not so much.
Okay. I want you to say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus,
I renounce the sexual spirits.
I renounce the sexual spirits.
I renounce the pleasure of it.
And I renounce the pleasure of it.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you to forgive me.
For enjoying it.
For enjoying it.
And I close that door tonight.
And I close that door tonight.
I renounce it.
I renounce it.
And I cage it.
And I cage it.
Every one of them.
Every one of them.
Asmodeus, you've lost.
Asmodeus, you've lost.
Asmodeus, you've lost.
Asmodeus, you've lost.
We bind you in Jesus' name.
And the spirit of serpentine.
And the spirit of serpentine.
You've lost.
You've lost.
We bind you to
Beelzebub.
And Beelzebub.
And Abaddon.
Be weakened in Jesus' name.
And Abaddon.
Be weakened in Jesus'
name. Aulion.
And Aulion.
Apollyon, be weakened.
Apollyon, we bind every one of these spirits and everything connected to them.
Her dream state. We
and we command you
off of her in Jesus' name.
Cage you and command you.
Spirits
to
and lust, come out.
Asmodeus,
incubus, succubus.
Let your spirits go into that cage too.
Come out.
Out
and go in the cage.
Come out.
Off of her.
The
we cut you off of her right
lamb.
Now. With the sword
blood
Lord,
of the
in
lamb.
Jesus' name.
The blood of Jesus.
Come off of
the
her right
blood
now.
Go
in the cage.
The blood of Jesus.
You're weakened.
You're
weakened.
Blood
angels
of
God, castrate those foul
the
spirits
blood
in
of Jesus',
Jesus' name.
The
motion
blood
right
of
now.
Jesus.
Come out.
We cut
come out.
Soul tie.
Come out.
We cut every root. We cut
be weakened in Jesus'
every
name.
Spiritual
be weakened in
death
Jesus'
from
name.
The water. We
what you did to her back on your head 100-fold in
Jesus'
name.
Come out.
Come out.
Thank
come out.
Every
come out.
Water spirit.
No rest
come
for
out
the wicked.
With
come out.
The blood of Jesus.
Come out. Go to the cage. You're going
Jesus.
To Tartarus. Come out.
Make yourself smaller
come
and come out.
Loose and
instantly.
Let her go. In Jesus' name.
Jesus is standing in front of you. That's right.
Loose and let her go. In Jesus' name.
Go.
And bow
we
your knee to Jesus as you're coming.
Curse over her womb, over her breast. All
come
cancer
out.
Spirits are bound and must come out.
Loose her and let her
all
go.
All infirm spirits. Come out.
Loose and let her go. All terror, night terror, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Angels of God, chop them up.
Night terrors come out,
name.
Too.
Come out.
Jesus' name.
All
the
fear
blood
of sleep,
of
come
the
out
lamb.
In Jesus' name.
The blood of the Lamb.
Come out.
The blood of Jesus.
Come out.
The blood of Jesus.
Loose her and let her go, you foul
the
spirit.
The blood of Jesus.
And we
the
bind
blood.
You to some more in there. As you're coming out, you pull them out. Come out in Jesus' name. Pull them on out. Go to the cage in Jesus' name.
Now, we bind up the generational curses coming over you from your family that are shown over in Deuteronomy 28, and we break all of those family curses that come against your income, comes
yes.
against every aspect
God
of your,
bless her financially.
Your life.
Loose power and love in sound line
name.
In you right now.
And we release the blessings
store,
of Abraham over
Jesus.
You. In
yes.
Jesus' name, and we command family curses to come out.
Jesus
all
name.
Spirits of illness coming Lucifer. Down the family
come
line,
and
you come out,
cage,
death
Jesus
spirits,
name.
Infirmities, cancers, kidney,
come out.
Heart, stroke,
the Lord
diabetes,
Jesus rebuke you.
Bones, muscles,
come out right now.
Disease, murder,
angels
overdose,
of God.
Injury,
pull them out.
Automobile accidents, airplanes, starvation, anorexia, nervosa, smoking spirits,
come
alcohol,
out.
And
come out.
Suicide.
Come out. Come out.
Come out.
All the way out. Make yourself 100 times smaller and jump into the cage right now in Jesus' name. Come on out.
Now, you're not, are you drinking or smoking or anything like that?
Cigarettes, yes.
Okay.
Cigarettes? Okay.
Yeah, say, Lord, I renounce.
Lord, I renounce.
Cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
Helmet, I bind you.
Angels got chained
up. I bind you.
And pull it out.
I will not
Jesus
depend
name.
On you for pleasure.
No mercy for the wicked. Come out.
For soothing of my nerves.
For soothing of my nerves.
I command you. I renounce you.
I command you and I renounce you.
And command you
and
to command leave.
To leave.
And the spirits
pour the blood
that are
of Jesus into your lungs
you.
Right now.
Pardon?
The spirits that are connected to you.
And the spirits that are connected to you.
Cancer. Death.
Cancer.
Emphysemia. And come out.
Come out.
Come out of my lungs.
Looser right
now.
Come
you
out
foul spirit. You must obey. Come
take
out.
Take a deep breath and
go
let
the cage.
Her
in Jesus' name.
There they come.
Go into the cage in Jesus'
out
name.
Of the
all
lungs.
You children of fools with no names. Come
out.
Out
of all compulsive spirits.
Come out.
Iniquity, sins, bondages.
Come out.
Captivities.
Be weak
fears,
in Jesus' name and come out. Go to the cage.
Sacrifice offered to Satan.
Go into the cage in Jesus' name.
Come out.
Loose and let her go in Jesus Christ's name.
Take those cigarettes and put them on the floor and just smash them in.
I was doing that earlier when you were praying for the other girl over cigarettes.
Good. Well, you know what you could do, too. You can take the finances that you've been putting in those cigarettes and put them in
mm-hmm.
a jar, and then you can send support for the radio to Omega Man.
Yeah.
Now, I did that before I got saved. That's the way I quit smoking. I took the finances, and, of course, back then I used it for my pleasure. But use it for God's work. And if you start to want to smoke, remember these two things. One, it's worship to that God called Calmant. That's a different God. And you're opening a door for all these spirits come rolling back. You don't want them back. That's one. Number
right.
two, if you start to smoke, you're worshiping another god,
mm-hmm.
and you're taking his smoke and you're blowing it right into the face of Jesus, because Jesus is living inside of you now. It's a very serious thing. Christians are taught in our country that, oh, cigarettes are not going to send you to hell. They won't hurt you. But I'm going to tell you that you cannot get free and smoke cigarettes. It's impossible. Because, you know, all of those doors that we've been closing, that when you were in Satanism,
mm-hmm.
All of those doors will fly open again. And all of these spirits will be allowed to come back with seven times worse spirits. And so as we've caged these spirits tonight, you have the will to uncage them. And you uncage them by doing things that you want to do that are against God. And so just do what you can do. Keep in touch with us. And get filled with the things of God. Let that radio play over you every night, and you'll see that God will keep you free and keep in contact with us.
Yeah.
And be filled with the Holy Ghost. Omega Man?
Yes, we're going to take a break and be right back with Dr. Pat.
you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio.
And we're back. You're listening to the Omega Man Radio Network. Tonight is the School of Deliverance. Every Saturday night, 8 to 11 p.m., we have the School of Deliverance with Dr. Pat Holliday. If you're new to the Omega Man Radio Network tonight, and I believe there's a lot of new people, I see our chat room just jam-packed tonight. Tune in every Saturday night. Dr. Pat's websites are MiracleInternetChurch.com and PatHolliday.com. Also, Sunday night, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., we have the School of Intercessory and Warfare Prayer. And what we do is we gather people from around the globe to get together and pray. Pray for our schools, our cities, our children, our nation, our leaders. And we engage in spiritual warfare in the heavenlies. We bind and cage foul spirits and principalities and powers. And so if you want to make a difference, you can, binding and loosing, using the keys of the kingdom that Jesus gave all believers. And you can join us 8 p.m. Sunday nights, same channel, and pray with us. And I believe that people can make a difference. Also, you can check our past programs. Look at them in the archives. You can download them from iTunes or OmegaManRadio.com. Click on the RSS link, and that'll show you all 152 shows that we've done thus far since June. And you can download them, send them to your friends, and tell a friend about Omega Man Radio. Let's get Dr. Pat back on the line. Dr. Pat, I think I'll have you back on. There we go. And
amen.
Roberta, we still have her. Would you like to cage up any remaining spirits, Dr. Pat?
Well, I think that we cage anything remaining, and now she needs to fill on the things of God in Jesus' name and give a quick testimony right now. How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel wonderful right now.
Yeah, amen.
Oh.
And we forbid any devils to try to come, any reinforcing devils.
Cut all connected.
And any devil sent, we put the fire of the Holy Ghost around you, the wall of fire, according to Zechariah 2:5. And we ask God to put a hedge around you that no serpent can come through. And you do your part, and he will do his part. And we're looking for further testimony and deliverances from you. In Jesus' name, play the King James Version over yourself at night and sleep well tonight. In Jesus' name.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
God bless you, Roberto. Roberta, stay in touch with us and send us an email with your testimony.
I will. Bless you. And
God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Okay, dear.
Dr. Pat, for those tuning in, tell us a little bit about Miracle Internet Church and your ministry.
Well, Miracle Internet Church is a church that my associate pastor had the vision for that. And we saw that people all over the United States were leaving the churches in droves because the pastors had fallen into such darkness and they weren't receiving the Word of God. So we decided to put up that church to feed people the word through sermons and through our television programs, and to also teach deliverance ministers the ministry of deliverance, which is so needed all over the world. And PatHolliday.com has been up for years, and we just believe that there's such a darkness in the land that there's a need for this virtual church to appear so people at least have a place to go to and get fed. And
yes,
many people every day go to that well and get fed spiritual food. And I just give God the glory for it. Man. I've been in the ministry for 35 years, and I've been all over the world, into Africa and down in the Caribbean and the tough places where other people don't go. And so the Lord has used me in miracles. I've seen the most wonderful miracles that any living person has ever walked, has been a witness to. And I've seen deliverance in thousands of them. And so I know that Jesus is alive, and he wants to set the captives free. The only thing that I could say is that the people that are listening and the people that are interested in revival, pray for true, honest-to-God revival, not one of these revivals where some panty-waist preacher is prancing across the stage, pretending that he's got God's ear when he's ministering under the powers of a Kundalini spirit, which is an Eastern religious spirit, and people are manifesting, crying out like dogs and howling at the moon and falling on the floor and rolling around like a serpent.
Yes.
That is not the power of God. That is a devil.
Yes.
And God wants his church in light. And you know, the Church of Jesus Christ is real. I believe in the Church of Jesus, but I don't believe that a pastor that would come against a deliverance minister and call that person a witch or a warlock that has never cast a devil out himself and stands up and whines for money every week from his congregation and leads them into ballroom dancing and tells everybody to dress up in black like the one behind us does, and has yoga spirits and karate and martial arts and every ungodly thing. Why people go there and they're just living together and nobody says anything about it. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming soon, and we are living in the great falling away. So every day I stir myself to be submitted to Jesus, and you need to do that too. Pray for us. Pray for the finances so that we can spread this ministry around the world so God can develop other deliverance ministries. It's needed in every town. We only get a few. We have cast out now, I think, about more than probably 8, maybe 10 witches, warlocks, and wizards, plus a family spirits of normal people. All since we've been on this radio show, I don't know how many. I guess you know, Omega Man.
I've stopped counting. It's been so many. I know that we're seeing a lot of fruit. Demons being cast out in Jesus' name and people receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit. People getting saved. That's the full gospel message right there.
Yeah, and the thing is you can see and hear the anointing and the power of God. And after we pray for these people, you can see that something spiritual and wonderful has happened in their lives. We're talking about people like that lady that we just ministered to. That lady was a Christian. With all of that junk inside of her, walking around tormented, with pastors not knowing how to clean her up. And you know, you're tormented by devils. When you say you're a Christian, the devils, if they're not driven out of a person, they say, okay, let's see how long you can last. And they begin to do all kinds of wicked things to those people. I mean, we had a woman just now on our show that was being tormented because her family was a family of witches and wizards, and demons coming to her bedroom at nighttime and raping her. We've had two women tonight where devils are coming into their bedrooms and raping them. You see, they're materializing now, and you're going to see them on the streets. I've seen them on the streets. I've seen them in restaurants. I've seen them in churches. I've seen people that are not people. You know, one night, Sabrina and I were sitting in a local church here with Bishop Canco, and Bishop Canco leaned over and said, "There are two human spirits back there." And so we both said, "Where, where?" He told us. And we turned around, and as soon as our eyes and their eyes met, those faces began to twist just like wax melting
wow.
in a bowl. And so he has supernaturalized to see. And see, if you're under a blinded pastor that can't see when a witch or a wizard is his associate pastor, or a witch is in there seducing all of the men into her bedroom at night. In Africa, they call those people agents. They come out of the covens, and they are trained to go into the churches and seduce the pastors. Well, what do you think you're looking at when every week you hear this pastor was caught in a homosexual affair, that pastor left his wife, this pastor's in the ministry teaching era and is on his second and third wife? What do you think you're looking at? You're not looking at a pastor that just went out and sinned. You're looking at demon-possessed people standing behind your pulpit ministering those devils to their people. I don't let just anybody go and lay hands on me, I can tell you that. But I can also tell you that the time is short, and we better get sincere about this work and Jesus, because he says, "I'm coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle." That means, it doesn't mean that he's coming back for perfect people, because none of us are perfect, but it does mean that he's coming back for people that believe him to cover them with his blood and his word, and that they submit to his cross and his spirit on a daily basis so that they can stay clean. Jesus is certainly coming back very soon. And my question to you tonight is this: are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Lord? Because when he comes back, he's not coming back for a dirty church. He's coming back for a clean church. And sanctification is an inner work of your spirit. You cannot be good yourself. You cannot do it yourself. But if you submit yourself daily to Jesus and you say, "Jesus, I'm weak, you know, I want to smoke that cigarette, please help me." You know what he'll do? He'll come in and make you strong enough to say no. Because the Bible says when you are weak, he's made perfect in your weakness, but you must repent and you must call out to him and join the army of Christ. Join the true bride of Christ, and that's people that lift the name of Jesus up. I don't care about being well known. I'm old enough now that fame and all that stuff means nothing. I've done more probably than most people that you'll ever know. It means nothing, because Jesus gets the credit for everything that I've ever done.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you, if you're in the ministry to get famous, you can get famous. And if you're in the ministry, if you're in the ministry for money, you can get money. The devil will give you all the money you want to buy your soul. But if you're in the ministry for Jesus, you might have to suffer some persecution. You might have to suffer people knocking you off their social list. They don't want nothing to do with you because they don't want to invite you to their parties, and you sit there sanctified watching them drink and do bad things. Get real, people. Jesus is coming true. His word is true. He's true. We're true, and you're true. And let's just stay that way until he returns.
Amen.
Omega Man.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Omega Man Radio Network. If you got in late tonight, this program will be up in the MP3 archives in about 15 minutes.
Dr. Pat, we've had a jam-packed house tonight. If there's people listening out there that would like to learn more about deliverance, you've written about 80 e-books, and you've got several books up on Amazon, The Witch Doctor and the Man, The City Under the Sea. You're coming out with another one called The Walking Dead. How can people get a hold of you and order these deliverance books?
Well, they can go up to patholiday.com, and they can go up to miracleinternetchurch.com. And I can tell you, if you really want to know how demons operate, you need to get that book, Witch Doctor and the Man. It's on my website. It's on the radio website. And that will open your eyes, because Bishop Kenko was a wizard, and he belonged to the highest order of wizardry in the world. And he learned his craft down underneath the sea. As a matter of fact, most all of your witches in Africa go to that place. I've talked to a lot of them. And there really is a city under the sea where they go and learn witchcraft. It may surprise you that a woman that we all know and have heard of called Shirley MacLaine goes down under the sea, and she described it in AARP magazine some years ago. And she said that her mentor took her down under the sea, and she said, down there, there is no sex. She says, it's androgynous. And she said, I can have sex with myself down there. And
good,
we
great.
All know that she's a high witch and a very wicked person.
Yes.
But the truth of the matter is, somebody asked, is Atlantis that city? Well, you know, Atlantis, they say, is over there in the Atlantic Ocean between Ghana and the United States. It's about, I think, about 90 miles off of the United States, Florida there. And I met a witch, a female witch from South Africa, and she used to go down into Atlantis, these cities are connected all over the world under the sea. They're interconnected. They have the water spirits there. They also, at the same time, they rule over the cities that they are close to. And so water spirits are a very interesting subject. Not many Americans know much about it. I have also a book up on e-books called Marine Spirits that tell you about water spirits. Now, America people must wake up to demonology to make it through. I believe that you're going to have Steve Quayle come on pretty soon. And when he comes on, I know that he talks about fallen angels and things. And it's true. People that are Christians know it, but people in the world know about it. It's just people that call themselves Christians that have let these ministers take their minds and darken their minds and have a materialistic gospel instead of a supernatural gospel where they're committed and submitted to the Lord. Now is the day for salvation. And if you're not saved, you better just give up, because Jesus is coming soon. Stargate, somebody just mentioned that. You will find articles up on my websites. I was the first one in the country that exposed Todd Bentley.
Yes.
And then from the exposure of Todd Bentley, when Peter Wagner and Chuck Pierce came down and anointed him and initiated him into their witchcraft powers, what happened was the Lord gave me the word Stargate. I'm not a person that goes to movies, so I didn't know very much about all that part of it. But I went up on the internet and just typed the word in, and from that, the Lord started showing me Christians that are actually going around the country, and they're opening up stargates to let what they call angels in. And at the same time, they're taking the hands of Christians, and they tell them to close their eyes, and they take them and astral project with them into these stargates. Well, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, Pat, he said, when Christians astral project into those stargates, he said, their spirits never come back. He said, they will see me at the judgment gate. He said, however, he said, a fallen angel comes through the stargate and takes over their bodies. Now, folks, I've actually seen people like that. I've seen them. They look exactly like a dead person walking. They look like a person who has absolutely no life in their eyes at all. And they talk like a computer. These things are real. And when people are telling you these things, it's time for us to wake up and
Amen.
Get real and know that Jesus is coming back very soon. And I'm going to tell you something. Is he coming back for you? I know I'm not speaking about raptures here. I'm not speaking about when he's coming here. I'm saying that I know Jesus is coming back. And
Amen.
Whether it's at the beginning, the mid, or the end, Jesus is coming back soon.
Amen.
And I'm going to ask you, are you ready to meet him? Because Jesus knows who you are, knows your name. But at the same time, these wizards that I have known from Africa and witches, every one of them tell me about a book of death that's in the bottom of the sea. They all talk about going before the throne of Satan. They all talk about a book of death, and every single person's name is written in that book. And they tell me that when a person becomes born again, Satan is forced to erase their name out of the book of death, and then God puts it in the book of life. It's real. These are people that were in the very top of witchcraft that we're talking about here that God has delivered. So when, if you know a witch or a wizard, don't hate them. They might be a future brother or sister.
Amen.
Because Jesus' blood is able to save every walking human being on the face of the earth. And so we give as much grace as we can to every single person that turns in.
Amen. And
we
praise Jesus Christ for the deliverance tonight.
Would you tell them about our shows on the satellite, too?
Yes, absolutely. We're on American Voice Radio Network and WWCR. If you go to megamanradio.com, there's a channel directory. When you click on that, it'll take you to the show pages, but WWCR is frequency 9.350. It's Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network at satellite 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and we'll be going to a Monday through Friday schedule in about a week. Our time is up for tonight. Support Dr. Pat Holliday. Go to miracleinternetchurch.com and patholliday.com. If you have a testimony you'd like to share with us, email us. Dr. Pat, is any other contact information you'd like to give out?
Well, I'd like for them to go to Remnant Resource Network .org, and you will see all of my news articles there. And get prepared. They're not like a normal little Christian that you know. These are strong things for people, and it will awaken you up to new ideas. Sometimes the Lord will give me things that Christians have been taught for many, many years in the Bible, that in this day and time, with the demonic activity that has gone on and the way that the Lord is opening up our eyes to see things, we see things that you've never seen before. We see, for instance, we see that these people that are ruling over the world are deep occultists, and they are trying to fulfill the scriptures of the Bible, while Christians, real Christians, are throwing away the Bible and reading false Bibles and having false revivals. And so you need to get prepared for what's ahead. And yesterday's religion is not going to work for you. You got to know the truth, because the truth is what's going to set you free.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Okay.
Tune into the School of Intercessory Prayer tomorrow night, 8 p.m., same channel. God bless everyone. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to Omega Man Radio. Our mission is to operate in the threefold ministry of Jesus Christ and take evangelism, deliverance from demons, and miracle healing to the world. If you would like to partner with us, you can support this work by donating any amount online at OmegaManRadio.com. Join us in an all-out attack against the hosts of hell. It's time to deliver a death blow to the enemy and take back territory for Jesus. Tell a friend and support Omega Man Radio. Yo.